Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Frankston High School. Say what? It's raining, Coach, and the sun is shining.
Yep, it's a little different conditions than maybe what we expected, but it's week one of the high school football season, and you know, hopefully our kids are excited. You know, brand new stadium, field turf. Like I said, week one, so it should be an exciting night.
Our last week on mission, and Frankston went against 3A your team. You went against Peru 3A.
Yep, you know, it's one of those deals where you just kind of get out there and, you know, see what you're good at and see what you need to work on. And, you know, so it's a nice warm-up before, you know, it gets real on week one and when it actually goes on the scoreboard and counts.
Coach, 17th year for you, 119-64, that's quite a record.
Well, we've had a lot of success here for a long time. You know, we're proud of our tradition, but... to be brutally honest, this is a brand new year. It's a brand new team. What we've accomplished in the past and what we accomplished last year has absolutely nothing to do with this team. This team's got to go out and do it on their own. So, you know, hopefully our kids understand that and they take a little pride in what they're doing and put that blue helmet on and play the game it's supposed to be played.
Coach, you're right. You're Frank Eagles. You played them twice. That was in the postseason. This is going to be the only game so far you played in the regular season.
Yeah, it's a new game during regular season. Brand new coach, brand new field, new opening opponent. So it's really exciting, and it's one of those old CIC foes. So you know, we're really excited, and I can't wait to see what our guys look like.
Coach, you got to mention Sam Edwards, 150 pounds, soaking wet. That kid can throw a ball. He's been 2 years at the quarterback position for you. Stepping in this year is Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover outweighs Sam by 78 pounds.
Yeah. You know, what we've come to realize a little bit is I didn't realize how good Sam was until Sam's not here anymore. He had a whale of a career, and especially senior season. He was very deserving of being All-State. You know, at Vince is a heck of an athlete. He's got some big shoes to fill, but he has the want, he has the desire. He works his tail off, so, he's a sophomore. He's going to grow up, but he's got a lot of tools.
I tell you what, Eli Carter, we know he's a junior. We know what he can do. But last week, I was impressed by 26, Sutter Griffin.
Yeah, Sutter's a sophomore that was kind of banged up as a freshman, and, he's had a good fall camp, and he's right behind Eli, and hopefully we can get Sutter out in the green grass tonight so you guys can see how fast he is.
You got a big guy going to anchor the middle. He'll center the ball for you, defensive line, 64, Nick Myers.
Nick's returning starter. We moved him from tackle to center. He's doing a nice job. So he's one of those three returning starters, and this rain keeps up, and we're going to count on those guys a lot tonight.
Got to talk about a mobile cornerback for Frankston. Where's number 8, Gage Rastetter, just a junior?
Yep, he's a returning starter again. And, again, we've seen very little film-wise, so we know he's a really good athlete. He can run it. He can pass it. And we've concentrated on just doing our job, being doing what we are supposed to do. They've got a misdirection offense that tries to get you out, like I said, out of position. And so we've concentrated on trying to not make everybody's play, just make my play, and we'll see how we do against this play.
Now, they've got a running back. He's a senior. Jack Ryan wears 36. He hits the hole quick.
Yep, he's a big kid. He's a good football player. He plays linebacker, too. And so we'll have to tackle low and be extremely, extremely physical with him because he'll move the pile.
Last guy I'll mention, Frankston, 73, Ty Everson. They got him listed at 6'1", 215. He looks like 250. He's a freshman. He goes both ways.
Yeah, he's a big. He's bigger than 215. He was impressive on film. So we'll have our hands full with him. But you know, if we're going to pride ourselves on our offensive line, defensive line, then we've got to be able to win the line of scrimmage. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Coach Harrisall, thank you.
Absolutely, thank you.
We'll walk this direction, Ernie. I tell you what. The sky's kind of locking up right now. The rain's going to dissipate. Tell you what, those darn meteorologists, I mean, they said we was going to 30% chance of rain, but they didn't know where it was going to fall, and it falls right here on Frankston High School.
Like I said, I didn't know it was supposed to rain. It's going to hopefully dissipate a little bit, but
just CYS, probably a running game tonight.
Absolutely, but I tell you what, the one thing about this turf, this is synthetic field turf, it drains good, and it doesn't interrupt the passing game.
We'll see.
Tell you what, we'll walk this direction. We're walking off the field right now. I'll tell you what, it's going to stop raining by the time kickoff happens. But I tell you what, it rained pretty good. About 10 after 6, it let loose, and everybody was taking cover except for the football teams. They soaked it in.
Yeah, they did. It rained for about, 15, 20 minutes pretty good. So we'll have to see what happens here.
So we'll walk this direction. They're playing some rock and roll up there. I tell you what, like that type of music gets the guys going.
Yeah, it's definitely some good music tonight over here. We've got a nice field over here, nice concession stands. It's pretty good field over here.
And what athletic director Brent Robson, he's not only the athletic director, he's basketball coach. He's been to the final game twice. First time he went there, they won it. So that's pretty good work right here. We're going to walk this direction. We'll go back up in the booth right here. And then the rain is starting to dissipate. Say, well, we got a couple of umbrellas for Ernie Wilson and myself. Say, what, Ernie Wilson going to help us this year? Going to do a fine job working for Put Me in Sports. Happy to have you, Ernie Wilson.
Glad to be here. It's always something I wanted to do was do this kind of broadcasting stuff. So hopefully I can do pretty good. I'm replacing Nick, and he was pretty good. So hopefully I can fill his shoes.
We'll do the best we can. We'll try to inform both audiences. Do it in such a way that it's hopefully able to be received, as we are primarily working for the Tipton Blue Devils. So we love every team, and we play make plenty of notes to talk about each team in its own way. We look out on the field as we walk up the stairway. Frank and Eagles going through some timeouts. Rathbender, a good quarterback, is going to be mobile tonight. Tipton Blue Devils visiting the Frankton Eagles. Should be a good ball game tonight. Game one of the season. This last season, game one didn't happen. I'll tell you what, Madison Grant working that direction. And then we'll try to shut these umbrellas up.
That if you are part of the Franklin football,
we're working direction.
Support the game.
Yeah, there we go. And we'll work in here right now. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. We thank you for listening. Got that stenographer's pad pretty wet. Might not be able to use that one again. I tell you what, Ernie, we're up here in the dry area. Pretty much a dry way up here, right to our right. Gentleman writes for the Herald. He's out of Anderson, Indiana, makes his way over here to cover Frankton and Tipton. Look on down the way right there, the public address down there. He's going to work the ball game on the public address. I'm sure you'll hear him. And next to him might be Michelle Garman. We'll wait for her to appear.
Yeah, AJ. We'll see what happens here.
Going to be a good ball game. I'll tell you what, the rain has started to dissipate. We knew it wasn't going to rain long, but like we said, meteorologists said 30% chance of rain, but they didn't know where it was going to fall.
No, sir, obviously not.
So we'll talk a little bit about these tools. We'll let you know first about the Frankton Eagles. Frankton Eagles, they have a school enrollment of 507. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36. There are eight in their sectional. Alphabetically, it's Alexandria, Blackford, Eastbrook, Eastern, Elwood, Frankton, LaPel, and Tipton. We'll mention the principal right here at Frankton High School is Greg Granger. The athletic director is Brent Brodson. In the athletic department, she's instrumental for putting me in sports. That's Katrina Hunter. We'll mention we're right here at Otis Crest Field. Stadium surface is synthetic field turf. I've been on the surface right here a little bit over a year, but they did not play on it last year. We'll mention this is going to be the first game on this turf.
Tipton Blue Devils have an enrollment of 505.
Just mentioning right there on the turf. And we'll say Frankton High School is located 10 Clyde Street, Frankton, Indiana, 46044. You can reach them by phone at 765-754-7879. On the web, you can find him at FranktonAthletics.com. On Twitter, at Eagle, Coach Ryan will also mention they were the colors red and white. You can also capture them at greatschools.org. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. There are 8 teams in the conference. That's Alexandria, Blackford, Eastbrook, Elwood, Franklin, Madison Grant, Mississinewa, and Oak Hill. We'll mention that Mississinewa is about like a Western in the Hoosier Conference. Mississinewa and Western, both 4A schools, the only 4A schools in each conference. We'll also mention head coach right now is Mark Luzatter. Mark Luzatter working his first year right here at Franklin High School. We'll mention their next game on the agenda next Friday night, 7 p.m. Franklin Eagles will visit the LaPel Bulldogs. Here's Eric Wilson talking about the Tipton Blue Devils.
The Tipton Blue Devils have an enrollment of 505. They're in Class 2A, Sectional 36. There's 8 teams in the sectional. Alphabetically be Alexandria, Blackford, Eastbrook, Eastern, Elwood, Franklin, LaPel, and Tipton. Principal is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Printing. Athletic secretary is Tammy Sullivan. And then they are located at Tipton High School, 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them on phone at 765-675-7431. You can also follow them on the internet at TiptonAthletics.com and on Twitter at BlueDevil_FB. Their colors are blue and white. They are in the Hoosier Conference East. There's 10 teams in the conference, and they're in the East. Hampton Heights, Lewis, Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. And the West is Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer, Twin Wakes, and West Lafayette. The stadium is Tipton Stadium, natural grass. They are coached by Aaron Toll in his 17th year at Tipton. He is 119-64. It's a really good record. Next week, they play at home against the Elwood Panthers.
Very good. That's great. It'll be, we'll mention a little bit about that sun is glistening now. It's almost like it did not rain. Tell you what, I was wondering how it was going to rain. The sky's looking beautiful. But anyway, we'll mention Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference game night tonight, week one. Here's where they're playing. It's August the 20th. Benton Central is at Delphi. Kankakee Valley at Rensselaer. Central Catholic travels to Tri-West. Lafayette Jeff is at West Lafayette. Lewis Taft at Pioneer. Monroe Central is at Hamilton Heights. Northwestern at Twin Lakes. Tipton at Franklin. And Western is at Kokomo. 9 games. One of those games is a cross-conference game. That's Northwestern and Twin Lakes. We'll talk about Ernie. Ernie's going to let you know about the Central Indiana Conference.
Blackbeard is at Jay County. Eastern Hancock at Alexandria. Huntington North is at East Brook. Madison Grant is at Tri-Central. Mississinewa is at Pendleton Heights. Oak Hill is at Eastern. And Tipton is at Franklin. Elwood has an idol this week.
Thank you. We'll also mention the schedule this year, this season for the Tipton Blue Devils 2021. We'll mention their schedule will be like this. Tipton at Franklin, that's tonight, 7 o'clock start time. Next Friday night, 27th, will be Elwood at Tipton. September 3rd will be the only 7:30 start time. That'll be Twin Lakes as they travel to Tipton. The 10th of September will be Tipton at Lewis Taft. 17th will be Tipton at Lafayette Central Catholic. The 24th of September, Northwestern will visit Tipton. October 1st, Hamilton Heights will visit Tipton. And the 8th of October, Tipton will travel to Western. on the 15th of October. That will be Clifton traveling to the West Division crossover opponent. We'll know that as the game gets closer. It's the Clifton Blue Devils Hoosier Conference. They're in the East Division. Here's Ernie. He'll talk about the Frankton Eagles.
July 20th, Clifton is at Frankton. Frankton goes to LaPel on the 27th. Frankton goes to Blackbird September 3rd. Frankton at home versus Elwood Saturday, September 11th at Ball State Stadium at 4 p.m. On September 17th, Frankton hosts Eastbrook. September 24th, Frankton at Missinawa. October 1st, Oak Hill at Frankton. October 8th, Frankton at Madison Grant. And October 15th, Alexandria at Frankton. They are a member of the Central Indiana Conference.
And on Saturday, that's September 11th, the whole conference is going to play at Ball State. That'll be special.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. That's a good stadium over there to play for these young kids, so it'll be a great atmosphere for them.
They're going to play on the same surface that they're playing on today. So what synthetic field turf is a good way to go. It drains a lot of water, and I'm sure the quarterback's going to be happy to throw a dry ball.
Definitely. You know, I see more and more high school teams going to the synthetic turf, so you'll see it almost at every stadium, I'm sure, eventually.
You think back, state of Indiana. Do you remember who got the first synthetic field turf, Ernie?
Noblesville?
Center Grove.
Center Grove, I didn't know that.
You think back, Center Grove was the first team with synthetic field turf to have to replace the field turf.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing that they would have to even replace it. I don't know how that happens.
They say that it'll wear out about 10 years. So that's what the rule of thumb is.
That's interesting.
That is. I'm sure it's some work taken, but they save a lot of manpower from not needing to line the field week after week.
That is true. You don't have to do that every week. That is pretty nice.
And they're introducing former players right here at Frankton High School. And I tell you what, the school bus driver for the Tipton Blue Devils, he let me know he went to school here, graduated in 79.
That's amazing.
So he drives the school bus for the Blue Devils, and he's a 79 grad right here at Frankton. Frankton and Tipton, not a very long travel, but you think about it, this is only the third time that they'll play each other.
Yeah, only the third time, and it's, I believe, the first regular season game. The other two times they played them were in sectional.
Now, they played in 2010 and 2019, and now 2021 tonight, and the sun is glistening.
Yes, it definitely is. Like it didn't even rain over here tonight, so like I said, you know, 30% chance, and they hit us, so.
You get up to about 88 today. It's probably not quite there now, but those players down on the field, they're going to be steaming from this water vapor in the hot sun now.
Yeah, it's probably really humid down there on the field right now after that rain. But hopefully the kids can stay hydrated, you know, not cramp up tonight.
We'll talk about the starting lineup. We'll let you know. The Blue Devils are going to start like this. The center, 6'2", 259, that's Nick Myers, wears number 64. Left guard, maybe right guard, but at the guard position, 5'10", 190, Sam Klein, he's a junior, wears number 54. Single position, 6'1", 220. That's Dylan Hill, wears number 59. Another guard position, 5'11", 204. Bryce Peterson, wears number 69. Another tackle position, 6'4", 250. Kipper Barnett, wears number 65. We'll let you know that wide receiver can be 6'4", 185. Nate Powell, now a senior, has demonstrated his athletic ability over and over, especially with the pick six last year late in the game, and he ran one back for the touchdown prior to that. We'll also let you know Drew Service. He'll play tight end. Drew Service, 6'1", 186. Drew Service has changed numbers three times last year. I tell you what, he is a great young man. He agreed to wear number 58 and play the offensive line. He's got some muscle on him, and he'll play tight end tonight, and he'll make dividends tonight in the ballgame. 6'1", 170, Aiden Toll. Where's number 81? He's a wide receiver. Aiden Toll last week went about 80 yards pass play and went the distance up there in Peru. We'll mention 6'7", 210-pound Sam Ridgway. He wears number 86. He's a wide receiver. He'll be a large target for Vancouver. Again, at the quarterback position, Vancouver wears number 2, 6'3", 228. He'll play the quarterback position. And number 87, Eli Carter, 5'9", 170. He'll play a running back position. Eli Carter will have moves out the wazoo.
Yeah, and 3-game Coach Aaron Hall said he's pretty quick, so they hope they can get him out in the open field and show his quick speed out there.
And a little bit about the Franklin Eagles. Franklin Eagles center position with 5'10", 250, Kevin Russell. He wears number 50. He'll play in about the same position on defense. He'll be the nose tackle. Playing a guard position, 5'10", 180. That's Corbin Alexander. He'll wear number 53. Playing the right guard position, 6'1", 285. Jacob Wright, he'll wear number 66. Left tackle will be 6'1", 230. That's Hunter Branham. He'll wear number 72. And the freshman we talked so much about with Coach Cole before the game, he'll play a tackle on the right side, he's 6'1". They lift him at 215. The worst thing is 250. He could be a good one if he stays with it. He might go college and maybe even farther. We don't know. But his name is Ty Everson, wears number 73. We'll mention tight end position left side, Ephraim Nunley. Ephraim Nunley, 6'1", 180, wears number 9. Believe it or not, I got a great-great-grandpa named Ephraim. But anyway, we're now wearing this slot position. Number 2 is Bryce Everett, 5'10", 150. Playing the slot right side and left, number 11, Braden Douglas, 5'10", 155. Playing the wide position, he'll split out either way. Luke Harrison wears number 4. And as mentioned, the quarterback for the Franklin Eagles, he's a junior, 5'11", 165. That's Gage Rastetter. He's mobile, and he'll hand off, and he'll play the quarterback position well. Number 22 is going to be a sophomore, 5'10", 180. Crew Farrell, he's a fullback. He'll line up in the backfield one way or the other. He's a pretty good young man, and he's got some moves also. We're going to take a break right now for the national anthem. We'll step outside and try to get a good rendition from the Franklin Band. Nothing better than a live rendition of our national anthem at the Franklin High School Band. Say, well, we mentioned something right now is going to happen in the near future. They shot a cannon off right there. Well, first let you know the Franklin Heritage Day is going to take place September 17th through the 19th. They say it's the 43rd annual. I saw another banner that said 44th annual. It's one or the other. That's where people get together for old times' sake. And we'll let you know, the Atlanta New Earth Festival. New Earth Festival is getting ready to happen. Atlanta, Indiana. Didn't happen last year. That darn COVID. We'll mention the Atlanta New Earth Festival took a pandemic hiatus in 2020. But it is back for 2021. Be sure to set your calendar for the fourth weekend in September. This year's festival will be held on September 25th and 26th. The total population of Atlanta is probably approximately 750. But this little northern Hamilton County town sees between 70,000 and 100,000 visitors at the annual Atlanta New Earth Festival. More than 40-plus years strong and back in the saddle again. That's downtown Atlanta, Indiana. Unique art, crafts, antiques, vintage decor, farmers market, kids zone, food, and live entertainment. No admission charge. For info, you can dial 765-292-2626. That's in Atlanta, Indiana. You can reach them on the internet at atlantaindiana.com. Again, that's September 25th and 26th. It's coming around the corner right there. The Atlanta New Earth Festival is going to be special once again. I tell you what, Ernie, a couple of times, I've seen Rick Smith at the Earth Festival. His head looked like a giraffe.
Yeah, I lived in Indiana when I first moved to Hyde for a little while. It's definitely a big turnout for that thing. As a young kid, my dad used to park cars there for a guy, and yeah, it's crazy up there. You get a lot of people, you know, like we've seen Rick Smith before up there, and some other people up there every once in a while. So it's definitely a good thing for Atlanta, Indiana.
Absolutely. We'll make some space here. Say what, or if you want to mention the coaches poll, then go right ahead.
The preseason coaches poll in 6A, we got Center Grove at number one, we got Westfield at number three, and Carmel at number three.
Number two, yep.
Class 5A, Indianapolis Guitars is number one, 2A is Zionsville, 3 is Fort Wayne DeWinger, and 4A is Indianapolis Roncalli at 1, Indianapolis Guitars at 2, and Mooresville at number 3. Class 3A, we have Danville at number 1, we have Lawrenceburg at number 2, and we have number 3 is Gibson Southern. Moving to 2A, number 1 is Andrean, number 2 is Fort Wayne Lures, number 3 is Eastbrook, and Tipton is ranked number 6 in the preseason. And last year in 2A, Tipton was finished ranked number 11. Moving to Class 1A, we got Covington Christian at 1, South Eddowes at 2, and Indianapolis Lutheran at 3.
That's pretty good. We're getting ready for some football. I'm going to introduce the Cranston Eagles ball team. Going to jog across. Going to stop there at midfield. They got a nice-looking eagle right out there. Say what, Ernie, this is quite a facility they have right here. I was talking to a guy before the game. They don't have a soccer team. They don't know that they're interested in having a soccer team. But this football field is going to get some play on it. I don't know if the junior high will play or the middle school. But either way, they're probably going to get more than 10 years with just football participating on the field.
As, like I said, this is a very nice stadium. I mean, yeah, it's, I like it a lot. So I don't know if they'll have a soccer team like AJ said, but they'll have some good turf for a while out here. So we'll see how long this goes on out here.
And this baseball season in the spring, you know, it's still going to be kind of wet. Baseball team will probably be out here taking fielding ground balls.
That's interesting, too. I never thought that they could use that for that if they're, you know, in wintertime, getting close to winter, and baseball, for the, if it's raining, you can field on the turf, because it, like AJ said, it drains really well over here.
They went Northwestern. I'm sure they're plenty glad they put in their field turf. They got field turf football, field turf soccer, field turf softball, and they got baseball field turf also. And I say, well, that's probably a pretty good sum of money. But Dan Armstrong told me one time that they don't have a lot of debt, so they have room to buy that stuff.
Yeah, Northwestern's usually pretty good at baseball, so that's nice. And softball, you know, they're pretty good at everything they play up there. And I, like AJ just told, I didn't know they had all turf field and everything. That's amazing.
So they're out of midfield right now. We're going to shake hands. Frankton going to represent with 3 out there. Rasketter is one of them. 4 out there for the Blue Devils. They're going to try the coin toss. I think this is authentic. A lot of times they have the coin toss before they go in. They come out and stimulate it. But I believe this is the real McCoy coin toss right here. They're going to stand right there. They're talking right there with the umpire, gentleman with the white hat. So what Ernie and Wilson and myself, we got treated pretty nicely by an official when we walked out on the surface.
Yeah, we sure did. He was really nice, that George A. and I. So it's pretty nice of him to take the time to walk over to us.
I thought he was coming to me to get me to put my umbrella down.
Yeah, I didn't know what he was coming over for. He walked over to AJ and shook his hand. That was pretty nice of him.
So they're getting ready to toss the point up out there for Frankson. I tell you what, pretty big young man, 66, Jacob Wright. We mentioned him as a starter on offense, 6'1", 285. Houston won the toss. They will defer. They'll kick off, and they'll go from the north to the south. They'll take in, and the Frankson Eagles will receive the opening kickoff. We're getting pretty close here, Ernie. This is going to be quite a game. And I tell you what, you look at both these teams. Frankson, 46 on their roster. Blue Devils with 50 on their roster. That's pretty good for a couple of 2A schools that participate in the same sectional.
Yeah, that's a pretty good turnout for kids at 2A. I'm excited to see that for the youth of football. It's really remarkable, actually.
So what, Ernie, can you think back and remember when you played football, how fun it was?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely fun. A little bit different time, but, yeah, it was fun.
Say what, you learn a lot. I mean, even if you didn't have a football, you get the camaraderie of each young man, and it's pretty special.
Yeah. Even when I didn't play football my couple of years of high school, I still went to every game. It was something to do on Friday night. We meet a lot of friends over there. We go up to Pizza Shack and Tiffin after the game, after hopefully a victory. But even if it didn't have a victory, we'd still go up there. So.
Pizza Shack, what a great place it was in 1974. They were Rich Brown and his wife, Cindy, back then. They started that up. It was tremendous. And I guess I've heard that it may be an Italian restaurant in the near future.
Yeah, I kind of heard that. They're definitely up there doing some work in it. So we kind of excited to see what they're putting in there, actually.
So they're going to boost the ball away. Blue Devils have it teed up. It's going to be number 25, Nick Hughes. He's a senior, 6'1", 140. The officials are going to take their place. Front row, there's five of them, and Ty Everson is one of them. They're waiting for the whistle. First kickoff, 2021. Tipton Blue Devils, they won the toss, but did refer. Waiting for the whistle. A little bit antsy there, Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes is going to back up about 8 yards. Almost straight back. A little bit of a soccer style. He'll boot it away. There it is. End under end. It's going to bounce at the 20-yard line off of Frankson player. He'll pick it back up. He'll try to get across the 25. He'll be tackled. They'll get him shoot at the 25-yard line. Tackle on the play made by the Blue Devils. Frankson will take over first and 10.
At the 25-yard line, Frankton's going to operate the ball.
So they'll spot it right there, left hash. Rassetter in off the sideline runs in with the first play. A lot of teams, they might have a script of 15 plays. Say what, back in middle school, we did.
Yeah, back when I played, we always had, you know, at least 10 plays already scripted to see what we could do throughout the game.
Rassetter going to go under center. They go split left, split right. They go motion right to left. Going to be a flag on the play. Someone moves. The flag goes in the air, and they're going to say it's going to be illegal procedure. So a false start. False start's what you say in college and pros, but right here it's illegal procedure. Slid back to that 5 to the 20.
Yeah, not something you want to do on the first play of the season, I wouldn't think. So maybe they'll get it correct. And so now it's 1st and 15 from the 20.
So they'll line up again under center. Rastetter checks the line left and right. They got a slot. They're going to go motion again. Same play. Evidently, they're going to hand off up the middle. They'll get a gain of about 3. Handoff goes there to number 22, Cole Farrell. Farrell, as mentioned, 5'10", 180. I watched him on film from last week. He's got some moves.
Yeah, he didn't get very far. Tipton, you know, had 3 guys there to tackle him. So a little game there.
So Blue Devils going to face second down 12. They'll work it right there to check the wristband. Rapsetter, he's got 2 in the backfield. that's straight back and one left side to go split left. They're going to pitch it. They'll go screen left, pitch play, right side, try to make containment. Taking the football there, number two, Bryce Everett, making the tackle on the play right there with the Blue Devils. Trying to hem him in right there. So flag on the play, they'll sort this out. Checking the penalty right there. We're going to find out from the umpire, white hat. He's going to say illegal procedure. Illegal procedure once again, Frankton. Going to be declined by the Blue Devils. And they'll take the play. It's going to be third down and 13.
Yeah, third down and 13 from the 23. They didn't get no gain on that play, so that's why they tipped and declined the penalty.
So ball spotted out the 22-yard line. It's nosed up on the right hash. Throwing up to the line of scrimmage is Frankson. 10 seconds on the play clock. He'll line up under center. That's Gage Rapsetter. Two in the backfield. Split left, split right. He's going to drop the throw. He's going to roll left. Looking to throw. Tough play. Make. Right-hander made the catch. Good catch right there. Credit to Ephraim Nutley. 6'1", 180. Where's number 9? He will not get first down yardage. It's going to be fourth down and 5. Might see the punting unit.
Yeah, let's see. The offense is staying on the field right now. So let's see what they do here. Punter's dropping back.
You got to line up about the 15-yard line. Now you're going to call it the 13. They're going to take about 8 yards. I should say 12 yards. It's on the ground. He's open to be tackled. He gets the punt away. It's going to float in. It's going to be taken at the 38-yard line by Eli Carter to get across the 45, Christian territory. They'll pick up 9 on the return. Blue Devils will have it first and 10, their first possession about midfield.
Yeah, definitely some good starting field position here. So we'll see what Tipton chooses to do on their plays here coming up.
So quarterback right there, number 2, he's a big young man, 6'3", 228, Dick Hoover. He goes about halfway to the sideline, picks up the signals from Dustin Shear, offensive coordinator. Blue Devils up to the line of scrimmage. They'll line up 2 wide left wide receivers, 1 to backfield. Calling the cadence from the shotgun is Vancouver. He hands off up the gut. They get near midfield right there, about the 49-yard line, carry made by Eli Carter. It'll be second down.
Yeah, he was tackled there. Kids come up from safety and tackled him. Carson Ward was number 3 on the tackle there.
So they're going to go second down right now. Second down, 7. Blue Devils have it at their own 49, right there in the middle of the field, right there at the Eagle. Say what? Eagle right there. Frankton Eagles. Fine facility right here. Shotgun formation, single in the backfield. Going to pick up the gut again. It's Eli Carter. He's got a first down. He's in the Frankton territory. He'll be down at the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
Yeah, he was stopped on that play by a couple guys, 72, Hunter Branna, and number 3, Carson Ward.
So they respotted. They're going to spot him at the 39. Ball's just inside the right hash. They're going to start the clock and play clock. They're working it right there. Blue Devils in the huddle. Calling the huddle right here. I tell you what, you look at Vince Hoover. He's a 6'3" quarterback, but he plays defensive end, and he did last year as a freshman. So he's a sophomore now. He could be a 3-year starter for the Blue Devils. Single man in the backfield. Twins right, twins left. They're stacked, hand off up the gut. 31, Drew Serby's the ball carrier. Serby's going to pick up a couple, maybe 3.
Tackled by 73. That big freshman, Ty Everson.
He is a big freshman, I tell you what. Now, you look at that guy from here, and he looks like a college player.
He definitely looks bigger than what they have him listed at 215. He's well over 215.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're not going to say a whole lot. Maybe that's by design on the program.
Yeah, maybe.
He's a big young man. He's the only freshman starting for the Frankton Eagles, and he plays both ways, offensive line, defensive line. They'll line up twins. They get trips to the left, spit out wide right. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Shotgun snap. They're going to stop the play. They'll blow it dead. It's going to be a time deficiency. Delay of game on the Blue Devils.
Yeah, you got to get those plays in and get them called so you don't get a delay again. Now you back up 5 yards. That's going to be first and 15.
So they mark it back to the 41.
There's going to be second. Okay.
So they'll work it that way. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line. Second down, 12. Clock moving. Play clock to 20. Blue Devils just getting into the huddle with the play by Vince Huber. 15 seconds, 14, they'll break huddle. They'll jog up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to have to figure out that there's some urgency to getting up to the line of scrimmage. 6 seconds, 5, they'll end up in the shotgun. They'll get the snap away. Dropping the throw, Vince Huber. He's going to go up the middle as if he was a quarterback draw. It was not a design quarterback draw, but a pretty good play there by Huber.
Yeah, and a nice tackle by Carson Ward. He came from the quarterback position to play a pretty good hit on the quarterback Huber there.
So the ball spotted 34-yard line. It's going to be second down. They need 5. Take that back. Yes, second down, 5. That's third down. Dial it down. Works pretty good.
Yeah.
So they'll work it right there. Blue Devils are huddled up. 7-11 left in the first quarter. Franks and Eagles had the first possession. They punted the ball away. It's the Blue Devils' first possession. They're in Franks' territory. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter in the backfield. Split right. He split left. They'll give it to Carter, who moves sideways. He's got a first down. He's still on his feet. Inside the 20-yard line, you get down to about the 19. Blue Devils moving the football.
Yeah, he was talking about a couple guys down there. It looks like Carson Ward again, who's already been in almost every play, and a couple other players on the play.
So ball spotted at the 19-yard line. Left hash. Blue Devils, the clock, they're rolling the clock now. 32 on the play clock. 9:42, 6:45 on the game clock. And Blue Devils taking a little bit of time there in the huddle.
Yeah, they need to get these plays in a little bit faster so they don't get any more delayed game.
I think Sam Edwards, once, sometimes he just mentions the play once because he knows the play clock is urgent. So no, in a fast play, shovel, forward pass out of a slot in motion. They'll get it right there in the motion, man. Right there for the Blue Devils. Double check there, 87. And a good play by Eli Carter. They'll move the ball to the 11-yard line.
Yeah, that play, Hunter Branham was on the tackle on that play. Pretty good play.
So ball spotted near the middle of the field. I was told before the game that when these synthetic turf shows up to put them up, the soccer lines are a given. They're going to be on it regardless, even if soccer is not going to be played on it. So they'll work from the shotgun, Vince Huber. And Eli Carter in the back to a motion away is working that way. Hey, pal, ball's loose. Ball's loose, and everybody's after it. Three jump for it, and the Blue Devil comes up with it. Working right there. Pretty good play right there by number 11. Credit to recovery. Blue Devil, number 11. Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett, he's a junior, 6'1", 190. Don't like to mention his brother too much, but his brother plays for the Blue Devils. He played well.
Yeah, he played pretty well back in the day. So.
He's probably in college now, probably getting close to graduation. But anyway, here goes shotgun. Single man in the backfield straight behind Vince Huber is Eli Carter. They got a slot right side. In the slot is number 3. Nate Kyle, the handoff up the middle. Number 87, Eli Carter, takes it across the goal line. Touchdown. That's only fitting. Eli Carter got him down there. They reward him with a touchdown.
Yeah, that was drive was all Eli Carter.
They worked it right there. They'll set up for the point after touchdown. They're going to try to kick. Holder again this season. Going to be number 81, Aiden Cole. We're going to see number 25, Nick Hughes, 6'1", 140. Back about 4.5 yards. That's a pretty good length to get the kick. You hope you got time to get it over the outstretched arms of the Franklin Eagles. So they're going to snap it back to Aiden Cole. He's showing the block. He'll put it down. The low kick. It went through the upright. And they blow the whistle quick so the defense does not nail the holder.
Yeah, that's good to do that so they don't do anything extra there. That was a low kick, but it was dead down the middle, so got over the line.
Yeah, they're saying you don't rate them, you just count them.
Definitely. It don't matter how it goes across, across in between the posts. As long as it goes, it's in.
So Blue Devils on the board first. 7-0 Constance. We're in the first quarter with 5:20 left. They'll work right there as the lights come on in the press box. We are fortunate to be in this press box. Tell you what, if we weren't in this press box, all of our notes were out the window.
Yeah, definitely. I was hoping we could get in here, like AJ said, and he had brought tables just in case we had to be out on the bleachers, but thank gosh we didn't have to.
Absolutely. Say what, Mark Luzatter, second-year coach. Say what, he's coached at a pretty good school there at Newcastle. Now, they got field turf there, but I'm not sure if they did back in 2012.
No, they didn't have fields back in 2012. Well, a couple of decent years, nothing too over the top, but...
He's working right now, working hard for the Frankston Eagles. So when he had a jacket to put on when this rain started happening, so what, I mean, he's a pretty savvy guy, and we know it.
Yeah, definitely is.
So he'll boot away right now. Ball's speed up. A little bit of a lean back right there. Nick Hughes, 8-yard approach. Looking good. High kick right there, be down to the 15 on the run back. Thought about a fake right there, kicked the ball, went left side towards the Frankston sideline. The ball carrier on the play was number 4, Luke Harrison. So the Frankston Eagles will begin this possession at their own 31-yard line, 1st and 10.
Yeah, 1st and 10 from the 31-yard line. They're starting a little bit better position than they did on the first drive. Let's see what they can muster up here.
Ball spotted right there at the left hash. Offense back on the field. Going to line up under center once again. Gage Rathsetter, quarterback, belongs to the junior class. They got 7 seniors that start both ways. Tipton have 6 doing the same. They're going to go motion left to right. That's Luke Harrison in motion. They'll pitch it right side. That's number 36. He's a senior. He's loose. They get about 9. Works it to the corner right there towards the Blue Devils. 36, the ball carrier, right there. And then we'll double check. 36, Jack Ryan, senior, 5'10", 185. I don't know about 185.
Yeah, he looked pretty small. Aiden Soule came up to make the tackle from the safety position, or he would have been gone. He was the last man to get by. He would have been gone.
2nd down, 1. Good play, 1st down for Jack Ryan. They'll line up right hash. Under center once again, wrapped it. Get a slot. Right, they're going to go deep motion. They're going to fake down to give the ball to the fullback. They'll have the 1st down. They'll move the chains. Tackle on the play. They're going to be made by Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway, number 86. I tell you what, he's pretty easy to see. He's about like looking at Vic Smith.
He's about 6'7". Yeah, he's definitely the biggest guy out there on the field, height-wise. He made a good play there.
Glad to see him back. I tell you what, he had an ankle sprain he had to get over a couple of weeks. It was a high ankle sprain, difficult to overcome.
Yeah, those definitely high ankle sprains are tough to overcome, so it's glad to see him back on the field for the Tipton Blue Devils.
He split out wide right. He'll line up as if he were a linebacker. He'll hand the ball off. Blue Devils right there to meet him at the line of scrimmage. Ball carrier on the play was Graydon Douglas, 5'10", 165. Tackle on the play.
By Sam Ridgway, 86, and 66, Bryce Easterson.
So ball spotted 45-yard line, 2nd down. They picked up 3 on that play. They're going to say it's digging 2 yards on the play. It's 2nd down, 8. Ball spotted 45-yard line, left to your right hash. Frankton territory. Going to line up under center, Rathsetter. You get a slot right. Here comes a near motion from right to left. Going to be a handoff right there. Going to be a jet sweep right there, handoff. Pretty good timing play right there. The ball carrier was number 25 for the Eagles. That's Jacob Schofield. This is senior, 6'1", 145.
Yeah, Nate Powell came up from the safety position to make the tackle. 6'4", 185. That was a good play by the safety.
Nate Powell's everywhere. You think about Charlie Waters and Billy Bates. They say Billy Bates is everywhere.
Yeah, Billy Bates used to be everywhere back in the back in the 90s, early 90s.
Under center, Raskin. Slot right, they'll go motion left to right. They'll pitch it right side again. They'll go, once again, he dropped the ball. 36, the ball carrier. He dropped the football. That's Jack Ryan. Ball's going to end up. Blue Devils come up with the loose ball. Blue Devils come up with the ball. Might have been 62 right there. Double check. He's running off the field pretty high and mighty. Giovanni Quintanis.
Well, so who knows who came out with it, but Tippin got it.
They usually say the strongest person at the bottom of the pile ends up with the football.
Very true. When we hit the bottom of the pile, it's always to grab. Grab the ball. Just get on top of it and grab it, and don't give it up.
So ball spotted, 48-yard line. Blue Devil take over after the turnover. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Slot left, split right. Split right is 86, Sam Ridgeway. Slot left is Powell. He's going to run shotgun, take that back. He's going to hand off the ball. It's going to be a pass. Aiden Cole going to let it go. Going to be caught by Ridgeway. Ridgeway is going to be down to the 7-yard line. Oh, going to be an interference call. Flag comes in. I don't think Ridgeway realized that he was going to be pushing off there.
Yeah, it looks like 86 there pushed off and drew the flag. We'll see what the call is, though.
Ball popped off his chest, popped back out. He grabbed the ball, took it in. Didn't get in the end zone, but that's not going to mean a whole lot. They're going to bring the ball back. It's going to be a 10-yard mark off from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it was a nice catch, but he pushed off to get open. Get open.
So, pretty good play right there. They run a little trickery right here in the first quarter. Cooper handed the ball off to Aiden Cole. Aiden Cole threw the pass. Tried to get it downfield right there to Sam Ridgeway. Ridgeway right there being covered. Covered like glue. A little bit of a push-off, and they'll bring the ball back.
Yeah, definitely bringing it back. It was definitely a good throw and then a good catch, but like I said, Cole had to get it in where he needed to get it, and then Ridgeway pushed off.
So they'll make it back to about to the 33-yard line. They'll take it back. It's going to be first down forever. First and 25, Ernie's telling me. Shotgun formation. They're going to maybe work the pass play here. They got tripped to the left, split out wide right. See him in the backfield. It's Eli Carter. He'll get the handoff. He'll go left side. Go 7-hole. Maybe the 5-hole. He's out to near midfield. He'll be tackled near the 47-yard line, and they're making ground.
Yeah, it was got almost back to the original line of scrimmage. He was tackled on the play by 230-pound, 6'1", Hunter Branham.
So good play right there. Ball spotted, 47-yard line, left hash. Second down, they'll call it 11. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Play clock started that time, 40 seconds. It's down to 25. You're in good shape. We're going to line up twins to the right, split left. Single man in the backfield might be Sutter Griffin. They're going to hand off. They'll go right side. He'll get what he can. He'll get to the Franklin 46-yard line, working right there. That was Sutter Griffin. He was a single man in the backfield. Gets his first run of 2021. Tackle on the play made by number 40. Nelson, it's Maddox Nelson. He's just a sophomore, 5'8", 170. It's going to be third down four.
Yeah, it was a good play by Max there.
Ball's lined up right there, middle of the field. Ball spotted at the 46. Single man in the backfield, shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Trends to the right, split left. Handoff, going to fake it. Going to follow him up the hole right there. That's Vince Hoover. He'll dive forward, get what he can. They're going to spot him there near the 45. Might have came up with 1 yard.
Yeah, it looked like there was a missed handle in the backfield on the handoff. I don't think that was a designed quarterback run there.
Might have been. Ball spotted right there, 44 and a half yard line. It's fourth down. Blue Devils need about 3. They're talking it over right now. They may use a timeout. I don't know. They're going to keep the ball on the field. The offense is still out there. Play clock or the game clock is going to elapse. Game clock is just above the play clock. They can run the quarter out, and that's what they're going to do. Ernie found that out.
Yeah, I was seeing what they were doing there, and I looked over, and the game clock was down to 15 seconds, so they're going to walk off the field and decide if they're going to go for this on fourth and three or not.
Well, they got some time to talk it over. I tell you what, you think about the Hoosier Conference. Let's talk about coaches and tenure. We'll talk about the Class 3A Hamilton Heights in the east of the Hoosier. Fourth year, John Kirshner, he's 8 wins, 22 losses, working in year number 4. Class 2A, Lewis Kane, second year coach at Clayton Mannering. Say what, his dad was there a long time, 30 plus years. He's helping him now on the sideline. Mannering is 2-8 in his first year. We'll mention Class 3A Northwestern, first year coach. First year all the way. He's 0-0. Tonight is his first game. That's Rob Patchett. The assistant Blue Devils, Class 2A, 17th season at the helm for Tipton, Aaron Toll, 119 wins, 64 losses. And the Western Panthers, Class 4A, fifth year at Western for Alex Stewart, 28-14. Overall, a seven-year coach, 38-24. We'll talk about the West Division in a little bit. They're getting ready to break huddle right there, and they're asking the whistles are blowing. They're asking them to come out to the field to play football.
Yeah, it looks like the offense is staying on the field here, so we'll see what kind of play they have on this fourth and four, the first fourth down play of the year, so we'll see how it goes for Tipton Blue Devils here.
So they're going to line up single man in the backfield. It's going to be Eli Carter. My guess, Eli Carter is going to get the football.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of Eli Carter already, so I'm sure it's going to be Eli Carter here, but we'll see what happens right here.
Slot right to the left. Call for the kick. Eli Carter gets it. He'll cross over. He'll break a tackle. He'll get a first down. He'll break a tackle in the backfield. Say, well, you're going to have to tackle him with full force. He gets the first down.
Yeah, there was a nice play in the backfield for the Franklin Eagles, but unfortunately, he missed the tackle, and Eli Carter got the first down.
So what, Jack Ryan, he plays inside linebacker. He slipped off. But you got to know, these uniforms are wet.
And he also caught a tackle with the ankle. And Eli Carter looks like he can break a tackle.
Ball spotted 39-yard line. Blue Devils, a new set of downs. It's always good when you have a timeout between quarters to talk about going for it. Shotgun formation. Split right. Twins left. Call for the cadence. Vince Hoover, he'll give the ball off again. Seeing him in the backfield. He did a positive gain to pick up about 5. That's Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin, I tell you what, he's a young man. Just a sophomore. He's got a future.
Yeah, he looked pretty good on that run. He stopped there by 36 on the play. Jack Ryan was on the tackle.
Jack Ryan, I tell you what, if he's not living in the weight room, he spends a lot of time there.
That's the way to be. Working out, getting stronger. Get stronger so he can stay in these games all game.
Ball spotted, 35-yard line near the left hash. Blue Devils, they're going to the north now. Second quarter, 7-0. Blue Devils in front. 11:14 clock rolling, second quarter. Vince Hoover in the shotgun. Single man in the backfield. This to be center Griffin. Griffin's going to peel out wide. He's going to pass play. He's going for a positive gain. Picks it up. That's number 3. That's Powell. Nate Powell makes the catch. And Nate Powell last year made a lot of catches, and he tackled out of bounds. They got a first down.
Hey, he had a first down on play. It was a pretty good throw by Hoover.
So let's spot the ball right there. 15-yard line, right hash. New set of downs for 11:01 clock stop on the out-of-bounds tackle. Nate Powell with a good catch. And first pass play of the career, I would think, varsity game for Vince Hoover.
Yeah, that was the second pass he made, but unfortunately the first one got pass interference on offense. So that was definitely a good throw right there.
So, the lineup in a shotgun, single man in the backfield, that's Sutter Griffin. Here comes motion. Nate Powell, three hands to Sutter Griffin. Griffin goes forward to the 10-yard line. He's going to pick up about 5. They'll mark it again at the right hash.
He was tackled on the play by a 5'10", 180, Corbin Alexander on the play.
So second down, across 6. Ball's just outside the 10-yard line, just inside the right hash. So what, that front line for Franklin is big.
Yeah, it's pretty big, but like I said, they're getting a lot of downhill plays on tipping. They're not stopping too much right now. So maybe, as the quarter and halftime goes, they can make adjustments to stop the run game.
Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover looks to the sideline looking for instruction. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Slot left, split right. Handoff to Eli Carter. They go left side, 3-hole. He's going to get across the end zone. Let's see if they call him touchdown. It might be short. They're going to call it a touchdown. Just across the goal line, Eli Carter scores his second touchdown of the game.
Yeah, he got hit about the 3-yard line, and he drug the defenders into the end zone. That was a really, really good hard run there by Eli Carter.
So they'll line up to the point after. Aiden Toll will be the holder. 25, Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes, a pretty good soccer player. Kicks the ball for Tipton. Calling the cadence. Showing the block at the left hand. He'll take the snap. Snap's great. Kick is much better. Has some height on it. He'll go through the upright. It's a 14-0 contest. We're barely into the second quarter here at Frankton High School.
Yeah, that was definitely a lot better kick there by the kicker there.
Pretty good play, Nick Hughes. 10:05 left. 14-0. Having conversation right there on the sideline. We're missing Benton Central. Hoosier Conference, Benton Central, their coach first year. That's Andy Sandifer, his first year overall. That's a Class 3A school. Class 2A in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. That's Central Catholic. Fourth year for Brian May, 22-14. And he's got a state title under his belt right now. And we'll mention Class 2A Rensselaer. Rensselaer, 23rd year. 23rd year for Chris Meeks. Tell you what, that's at the school. That's all right there at Rensselaer. 175 wins, 90 losses. Wow. He's a nice man, too, I'll tell you that. And we'll also mention 3A Twin Lakes. Second year, 5-4. That's Kevin Saylor. Overall, he's a five-year coach, 22-18. In Class 3A, West Lafayette. Shane Trier, I like that guy quite a bit. He's a good one. 85-17, working in his ninth year. He was an assistant coach about 7 years prior. In 2009, they won the state title back then. He's got two state titles. One is his own.
Yeah, West Lafayette's always really good at football, so we'll probably get a couple more up there.
End over end, he'll be taking at the 15. On the return, Frankton Eagles. Going to work his way across the 20 to 35-yard line. A very good return. Good field position. Credit that return number 11, Braden Douglas. He's a junior, 5'10", 155. Works his way to the 35, out beyond the 35.
Definitely a good run there. He broke a couple tackles to get a little farther on that play.
They'll line it up from the right hash. First and 10. Ball spotted at the 35, it's called the 36 of Frankton. Third possession for the Eagles. 9:57 game clock. It'll start on the snap for change of possession. They're going to go deep motion. They'll hand off up the gut right there. They'll pick up about three, call it a 3-yard gain. Frankton Eagles moving the football right there. They're going to stay. Maddie Nelson. Might have that wrong, but good play by the Blue Devils.
They were stopped on the play by Bryce Keisterson, 5'11", 204 pounds, with a nice stop on the play.
So pretty good play right there. Ball's going to be spotted just outside the 48-yard line. Second down 7, according to the scoreboard. Just inside the right hash. They'll work from under center. Once again, it's Rastinger, junior quarterback. Two in the backfield, they're going to throw a flag. Flag going to be a dead ball foul, and I'm going to be a play right there. It's going to be illegal procedure against Frankton. A little bit of early movement. A little early movement right there, but not much, but it's going to cost them 5.
Yeah, it's like their first ball start, and get that corrected so they don't keep going backwards.
The spotter right there to take off 5 yards. Ball spotted back to 34-yard line. Rastetter gets the play. He runs back into the huddle. Rastetter, we're looking for his first shotgun play. I tell you what, last Friday night versus Yorktown, he played a lot of shotgun snaps.
Yeah, I saw on the tape that he played a lot of shotgun. Yeah, actually, back in the shotgun right now.
Rastetter, going to hand off. Collision in the backfield. He's loose, though, and knock up some of that tire from underneath this field surface. And the handoff goes to number two, Bryce Everett, senior, 5'10", 150, because he's third down 12. And they're working right there. They're trying some different running backs. I tell you what, Rapsetter, he's a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, he's mobile. We haven't seen him run too much yet. He's always been a handoff, so it seems like he's trying some new plays here going on with this game.
So ball spotted, 34-yard line, middle of the field. Blue Devil's going to line up with a three-man front. You got four linebackers. There goes motion right to left behind the line of scrimmage for Frank. He's going to roll out left. Would look to pass. He's going to suck it away. He's going to get what he can. Flag comes in. Flag comes in, and a preliminary call up here in the booth. I heard the holding. Not so sure. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what they call. It looks like holding, but we'll see what happens.
So Kirby gets the tackle. They're going to talk it over right there and get the final verdict. And we'll just see the umpire signal as they talk it over right there. And he's going to let us know. Frankton already backing up the huddle. He's going to let the press box know. Holding. Frankton. It's going to be declined by Tipton. It's going to be 4th and 12. And the Blue Devils are going to send two deep. That's Eli Carter and Nate Powell.
Yeah, Nate Powell and Eli Carter are deep. We'll see if any one of them can get a return here.
So they're going to back up about the 33-yard line of Tipton is where Powell and Carter are at. Set to punt for the Eagles. Number 11, Braden Douglas. They get a good snap. You'll get a good boot. It's going to be a high boot. It's going to land near the 37-yard line. Comes back the other way. Did it catch a Blue Devil? Blue Devil right there in the blocking scheme. We're going to say it's passed, but there was some blocking going on right there, so I don't know what the call is going to be. They're going to give it back to Tipton. Tipton's going to get it because there's illegal touching. Franken was blocking a deep man while the ball was still bouncing.
Yeah, it looked like it was blocked into the ball, and that's why they didn't call it Franken ball.
Zane Goodrich was right there, number 88. He's a junior athlete for Tipton. Right there, he said, Zane Goodrich, don't make mistakes like that.
Right.
So they'll put the ball in play right there, ball spotted. The 39-yard line, middle of the field. Blue Devils' fourth possession here in the first half. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover, single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Trips to the right, split out wide left. Pad play. They'll go bubble screen. Low pass. Was it caught? It was caught by Nate Powell. Powell makes the catch, but he makes it behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a couple.
Yeah. Should just maybe let that go and not try to catch it so he didn't lose yards. Now we got second as well.
So they spot the ball right here. As Ernie said, they lost yardage. It's a 37 now. Ball spotted at the right hash. Blue Devils break huddle. 25 seconds on the game clock. They'll line up. They go trip to the left. Trips left. Sam Ridgway, Nate Powell, and Zane Goodrich. They go tight end right of the flip right. Hand off up the middle. Straight up to get. Where's number 87? Eli Carter is loose. He's up the sideline, the Blue Devil sideline. Carter is going to pick up his third touchdown here in the first half.
Yeah, Coach Stoll there was hoping to get him out on the edge so he can see his speed, and he definitely ran away from everybody on that one.
He's got the speed, and they'll try to point out the touchdown. 20-0 margin right now, 7:26 left here in the second quarter. They're going to try to point out the touchdown. It's going to be 25, Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes, 6'140". So what I'd like to see Nick Hughes play soccer.
Yeah, it looks like he can kick pretty good.
He'll line up a little bit soccer style. He'll drop back about 4 yards. Here comes a snap. Put the ball down on the block. It's going to be far wide right. Going to be no good. Might have grazed a little bit of the grass, synthetic grass, before he kicked it.
Maybe I jinxed him there saying he looked good, so unfortunately that one went to the right. No good.
No such thing as a jinx, Cole Howard. So, no. They're trying to kick off now. It's going to stay at 20-0. But yeah, Eli Carter, 3 touchdowns here in the first half. You think back to last year when Eastbrook played Tipton. Tipton got the win, but Jet Engle scored 4 touchdowns in that ballgame.
That's a pretty good game, 4 touchdowns.
His quarterback, he went under center a lot. They weren't long, but they grand gainers. But I tell you what, the guy's strong.
Yeah.
So they'll work right there. They're going to try to boot this ball away. I tell you what, they give them plenty of time to kick this ball away. I never seen such a timeout between a kickoff.
Yeah, it's been a couple minutes here, it seems like.
I tell you what, last week in scrimmage, they got a lot of plays. They got them all inside the time. So what? They got a lot of plays, and they get them 1, 2, 3. They started out with 15 from the 35, then they switched places, and then they came out. And what I saw last week, Tipton, if they intercepted a ball, or if Peru did, they couldn't return it. But the scrimmage I watched with Frank, this is Frankton and Yorktown, I saw an interception. He returned it 70 yards, kicked out of, took him out of bounds, and they reset the ball to 10.
Yeah, it's different places have different things on the scrimmage. So, just amazing.
There's the boot back taken at the 10-yard line. And on the return, they go across the 25 to about the 27, 28-yard line. Good return right there. Once again, number 11, Braden Douglas. Braden Douglas, pretty good return man.
Yeah, he's got some couple of nice returns here early. Got about 4 of them already.
Tipton stays in their lane, takes responsibility, and makes the tackle.
Yeah, definitely a good down three for Spears there.
So it's going to be 1st and 10. Frankton Eagles, ball spotted right hash, 28-yard line. Tipton Blue Devils going to show a 3-man turn. 4 linebackers. 2 in the backfield, they'll go under center again with Rapsetter. He'll hand off. They'll try an inside trap play, handoff, and they'll get back to the across the 30. Pretty good inside trap play on the reverse.
Yeah, a little misdirection there. Brandon London came up on the tackle. 6 foot, 170 pounds with a nice play.
Ball spotted, 31-yard line. It's going to be 2nd down 8 after a gain of 2. So Tipton probably saw that one on film for me the last week.
Yeah, maybe. Cole said they didn't get much film on it, but what he did say is they like try to run a little bit, you know, counters and other plays like that.
So Tipton, a 3-man front. Frankton going to line split out wide left, split wide right through the backfield. Under center is Gage Rapsetter. He's going to roll left. Going to have to tuck that ball away. Blue Devils were in the backfield. There was 3 of them in the backfield. They'll tackle him for a loss. Some pretty good play right there. 64, I should say 65, Kipper Barnhart. Excuse me, Kipper Barnett.
Yeah, he was the first to make the tackle, but there was a couple other plays. Definitely got to the quarterback quick on that play.
So ball spotted 25 and a half near the left tag. It's going to be 3rd down 13. It's only to 26. 6 minutes clock moving. We're in the 2nd quarter. Tipton in front 20 to nothing. And Frankton going to line up line of scrimmage. They'll go split left, split right. They'll go tight end right. They'll go motion out of the backfield. Dropping the throw. Screen play. Screen play is 36. The ball carrier. That's broken. Excuse me. 36. That's Jack Ryan. Has a quick screen. You might need to let it develop a little more.
Yeah, he didn't have much where to go on that screen play. A couple of Blue Devils on the tackle there.
4th down 12. They'll send out their punting unit. They'll use split wide left, split wide right. In the punt once again. Right there, believed to be number 11, Braden Douglas. Douglas going to line up about 11 yards deep. He's got the gloves on there. The low snap off the surface. He'll boot it away. He's a pretty good lengthy boot. And he's taken by Nate Powell at the 35. He'll fake right. He'll come back left to get across the 40, across the 50-yard line to get inside Frankton territory. He'll be tackled out of bounds at the 47.
Yeah, it was a good kick. I think he might have outcut the coverage there because he got a nice return. But that freshman, number 73, 6'1", 215, Ty Everson with a tackle.
Boy, I don't know if I'd want him tackling me.
It was definitely a good play.
So they'll line it up right there, Blue Devils. They'll take over in Frankton territory after the punt. Good return by Nate Powell. Falls at the left hash. 47-yard line of Frankton. Clark is stopped at 4:45. It'll start again. After change of possession, they'll start on the snap. They'll go slot left, short side of the field, split left, split right, single man in the backfield is Cutter Griffin. Shotgun snap taken by Vince Hoover. He'll hand off to Griffin. Griffin's got a positive gain. He'll pick up about 8. He'll go to about the 40-yard line, and a good play right there.
Yeah, good play there by Jack Ryan, 5'10", 185, inside linebacker with a nice stop there.
So they're spotted at the 40. It's nosed up to the 40, about the middle of the field. Frankton territory, Blue Devils on the possession. Still in the huddle, coming into the huddle. Relay the play right there, checking the wristband. That's quarterback number 2, Vince Hoover, 6'3", 228. Say what, for 228, he's pretty mobile.
Yeah, pretty mobile. As his first career start, looks like he'd be decent so far.
So real motion, Nate Powell. Left to right, they'll pick himself. That's Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover down to the 38-yard line, gain of a couple, trying to get that first down. He's a yard shy.
Yeah, he's a little play. 32, pretty sure on the tackle there.
So let's spot it right there. Ball's at the 38-yard line of Frankton. Third down, about 2, about a 1.5, actually. They'll break huddle right now. Play clock is at 14. They're to the line of scrimmage, getting close. Got to have more urgency getting to the line of scrimmage, especially when the play clock is staring them in the face. They get a snap off at 3 seconds. They'll go dive forward and get a first down. Sutter Griffin, nope, check that back. It's Eli Carter getting the first down.
Yeah, he was stopped on the play by Carson Ward, 5'10", 145. He's been on a bunch of tackles tonight.
Saying his name a lot.
Yeah, looks like he's a pretty good athlete out there.
So first and 10, Blue Devils get a new set of downs. Ball's at the 36-yard line of Frankton. He spotted it right there at the right hash. Blue Devils might be calling a timeout, not sure. 2:57. They're going to let the play clock and the game clock elapse. They're going to call a timeout here shortly. And they're going to chalk it over. 3 timeouts left for both schools. Now 2 for Tipton.
Yeah, 2 left for Tipton. There's 2:45 left in the first half here.
So they'll work it right there. Hey, what, Ernie, it's getting kind of warm up here, not too bad, but we kind of need these 2 glasses closed right here in front of us so we can take up some notes.
Yeah, it definitely warmed up. The humidity rose a little bit.
Did you hear the temperature coming next week?
I did not, AJ.
It's going to be in the 90s. Wednesday, 94. It's going to feel like 100.
Good old Indiana weather in August.
Sounds good. So they're talking it on the sideline right now. Both teams experiencing the timeout, even though Tipton called it. Both teams get the equal opportunity for a timeout.
Yes, sir. See if Tipton can get this in the end zone before halftime.
Say what? You're a Dallas Cowboy fan. What do you think about Dak Prescott? Is he going to be good?
Hopefully. I'm tired of not getting to the Super Bowl since 1990.
I tell you what, I'm a Vikings fan, and don't talk to me about Super Bowls.
Definitely. At least I got a couple.
And we've been there 4 times. But anyway, Fran Tarkenton is still the man, 50,000 yards passing.
Emmitt Smith's also the man. He leads the league in rushing still for the career.
Emmitt Smith only carried the ball in his left strong arm. Only. Check him out. Shotgun formation, Blue Devils first and 10, getting back to live play. 2:44 on the game clock, single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Twins to the right, trips to the right, split left, low throw right there. Trying to get it to Nate Powell. Looked like Vince Hoover just didn't get the ump onto it.
Yeah, it looked like maybe it slipped out of his hand because that wasn't a very good pass.
Might have just done that, exactly right. It looked like it slipped out. Didn't get the strength to throw. He's got an arm. I saw him last week. He threw 40 yards on a dime.
It looks like Rory has a good arm, like I said. I just think that one, AJ, slipped out of his hand.
So they'll line up once again. Second down, 10. Ball still spotted. Right hash, 36-yard line of Franklin. They'll switch the offense here. They'll go switch to the left, that wide right. High snap, going to take Vince Hoover. Goes up and gets it. Goes up forward. Tries to get first down yardage and got close. Vince Hoover, the ball carrier. The tackler, number 9, Ephraim Nunley. Nunley, a senior, 6'1", 180. He's a linebacker.
Yeah, a high snap on that play, so Hoover just tucked and run, and he got good game there. It's like 3rd and 1 here.
So let's spot again, right hash. Ball spotted there. Game clock moving under 2:05 here in the second quarter. They'll go slot left. In the slot is Dayton Toll. Wide left is Sam Ridgeway. Split wide right, Nate Powell. Shotgun. He's dropped the throw. Pass in the flat. It's a forward pass to Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll goes forward to get inside the 25. Spotted at the 24. He'll move the chains.
He was stopped on the play by Nunley there. It was a good tackle, but Toll just drug him a little farther to get the first down.
Did what he had to do. I tell you what, Toll has really increased his athletic ability. I said, from last year to this year, it's hard to say. Wow.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, AJ. Like I said, I didn't cover Tipton last year, but everything you said so far, it looks a lot better in the senior year.
He's having fun. You can tell. So they're going to line up. 8 seconds on the play clock. Shotgun formation. Sutter Griffin in the backfield. 2, and they get the snap away. Sutter Griffin works it right side. And he's talking. Tackle behind the line of scrimmage. He's tackled right there by Drew.
By Drew Farrell.
Head number switch.
Got a number.
Farrell, yeah, number switch.
40.
So we'll mark that, and Ernie's got that correction made. I said, well, you don't get perfect rosters all the time. That's impossible.
Definitely not. On that play, it looked like it was slow developing, AJ, and that's how they could get in the backfield there. It didn't look like it was as crisp as it has been all game.
So, loss on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 14. Ball marked back at the 29-yard line. Vince Hoover, shotgun snap. He'll go forward. He'll run straight up to the hole. They'll get a positive gain, not a whole lot. They're going to call timeout. Tipton going to stop the clock and try to get a couple of more plays in here. Ball is going to be marked at the 26, and there's 33 seconds left in the second quarter.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Brady Shaw there on that tackle.
So Blue Devils use one more. They got one left. So what, you get 3 per half. If you can use them, don't take them into the halftime locker room.
Definitely right, AJ. Looks like Chipman got down here to the end of the field, and looks like they've had a couple bad plays here. So see if they can get this adjustment this time out and see what they can do here.
Absolutely. Looking right there. I'm going to walk this way just a minute, see if we can talk to Michelle. Hey, Michelle, would you like to say something?
I'm all right. How are you?
You having a good day?
I'm having a great day.
Did you get rained on?
I did. I sat outside my car waiting to come in the stadium, so.
How long did you wait?
Probably 10, 15 minutes, so.
We're talking to Michelle Garman. You'll hear more about her at halftime.
All right. You're welcome.
So we'll walk this direction. Blue Devils going to walk in after their timeout. Frankton already out there. Blue Devils are getting whistled back to their huddle. So we were talking to Michelle Garman. So she works for the Tipton Tribune. She is an athlete-minded lady and a half.
Yeah, AJ says that. That's definitely true, because that's what AJ says.
Now, be careful there, but we got a little piece on our halftime tape about her. She's quite a good athletic lady. Actually, Kurt Olgan said she's the best scorekeeper for a book, basketball, he's ever seen. Anyway, shotgun, dropping the throw, pass put, across the middle, caught, 5-yard line. That's Nate Powell. Nate Powell's got a first down. They'll stop the clock to move the chains. Blue Devils have a timeout. They'll stop the clock. They might have called 2 in the huddle.
Right. It looked like Carson Ward stopped him from getting in the end zone there on that play. Definitely a good pass. Good play right there.
They're going to move the clock and timeout right here. They did not call 2 in the huddle. Timeout. Blue Devils called their 3rd. 20 seconds left. Clock's moving. It was at 20. It was at 20. It's all right. So they'll make the correction 2-4. So they'll get the clock working again. I say, what? When you run the clock and something goes wrong and it's not your fault, people look at you.
Right, definitely.
So what, this woman's done a great job keeping the clock right here. So timeout, Blue Devils called their third. 24 seconds left. Blue Devils have it near the 5-yard line. Nate Powell caught the pass, got him a first down yardage. So they'll probably hand off to you-know-who.
Let's see what they'll do here, AJ. There's only 25 seconds left in the first half, so if you get a run and you don't get in, you may not get another play. So it'll be interesting to see how they run this offense here.
That's a good point. They might pass it just in case an incomplete pass happens.
Definitely. If you pass it, it's incomplete, stop the clock. If you run it, you just got to make sure you get blocking and you can get in the end zone with only 25 seconds left in the first half.
So first and goal. Blue Devils are up to the line of scrimmage. They called the play on the sideline. They ran right up. 24 seconds, clock stopped. It'll start on the snap. Ball's at the 5, left hand. Shotgun, Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the backfield. Fumble on the play. Had to dive on it. Dive on it about the 8-yard line. They're gonna try to get a kickoff. They're trying to get a kick, I'm guessing. And that's going to be close. 13, 12 seconds. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. They've got the block spotted. Nick Hughes is back ready to kick. They'll get the kick off, I do believe. There's a high snap. Let's see, fire in the hole in the pass play. Might be caught. It's in the end zone. It's incomplete. So a high snap. They had to yell fire. And right there, Aiden Cole with the glove on. I don't know. He's had to throw a pass.
Yeah, it was a nice try to catch the ball there in the end zone, but unfortunately it came to the ground.
So we'll go to halftime. Halftime score, Tipton 20, Frankton nothing. 15-minute intermission. We appreciate you listening to Putney in Sports.
Putney's Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Putney's Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, air filters, and drinking. Call them at 775-292-2315 or visit them on the web. RefugeWellDrilling.com. Mike and Nathan Refuge, Atlanta, Indiana. Licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional. Serving our community for more than 30 years. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, South Edge of Noblesville at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call 317-773-4800. Again, that number, 317-773-4800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available. And a truck with a combi lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Tipton Tribune. Read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and follow @Michelle_Garmin on Twitter for updates on area games and matches. AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. we can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now ATM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Change friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore plastic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5683. Check us out on Facebook at ATM Auto LLC. Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for yourself financially, we welcome you to let us Encompass Credit Union. We'll care for each and every member and each and every financial need. At Encompass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. We at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded just like you. Reach us by phone, 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, find us at EncompassCU.org. Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021 Tipton Blue Devils football team. Tipton Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware, 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint, and tool needs, visit us in the store, or they have curb pickup service too, for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and knowledgeable people, good variety, and highly recommended. Ace, the helpful place. Dial us by phone, 765-675-6740. Noblesville Trophies. Shop us online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop by if you only want to browse around, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, plaques, and awards. Fast turnaround, low prices, so you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial us by phone, 317-773-7391. Or online, it's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. 1-877-TREE-GUY. For tree removal, call the real tree guy at 1-877-TREE-GUY. That's 1-877-TREE-GUY. Again, for tree removal, call 1-877-TREE-GUY. is a real tree guy, you can find him at 1-877-TREE-GUY. Again, on your dial tone, it's 1-877-873-3489. That's 1-877-TREE-GUY. Trick's Auto Sales and Service since 1983. Fritz and Fisher's, Fritz and Noblesville, two Hamilton County locations, certified quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit them online or on site in Fisher's, Indiana, 8599 East 116th Street, in Noblesville, Indiana, 2400 Westfield Road. Visit them online at FritzandFishers.com. Explore their quality used car and truck inventory. Great cars, great prices, great customers. Reach them by phone 317-842-2228. On the web, it's FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ. Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message 317-513-4066. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Jean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. The south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone 317-984-4931, a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve you. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Tasty Dumpsters. Do you have a need to move trash or something else from point A to point B? Don't do it with truckloads. Call Tasty at Tasty Dumpsters, 317-562-9999. Use Tasty Dumpsters, 10, 15, and 20-yard dumpsters. They're on wheels. Tasty Trailer Dumpsters, convenience is only a phone call away. Call Tasty Dumpsters at 317-562-9999. You'll be more than glad you made the call to Tasty's Dumpsters. Jim Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what town it is. We'll mention breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Tipton, Noblesville, and Greenfield, Jim Dandy Restaurants. Always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Bowles 32 at 32 Front, located at 845 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Bowles32.com or by phone 317-773-3381. Kids parties, bowling, laser tag, arcade, and more. Join a bowling league today. Time for everyone. Call us to book your spot. And now, Big Dog Pizza. Appetizers, salads, sandwiches, specialty pizzas, and desserts. Big Dog Pizza, now at Bowl 32, at the west side of Noblesville. Reynolds Farm Equipment, since 1955, located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Visit us on the web, ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, hours of operation for Reynolds, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. Closed Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Join us for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee, eat a donut, or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Are you looking for a real estate professional in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX A New Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX A New Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX A New Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. By phone, 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. Visit them on the web, anewrealtyhomes.com. Discount copies, 317-773-8783. Offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint-sized color prints, up to 36-inch by 48-inch. Laminations, up to 22 inches wide. Don't do invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday by appointment. They'll provide business cards, business letterhead, and business envelopes. Typesetting. They also scan photos to disk or email, and they provide notary service. They have public fax service you can send or receive. Discount Copies is located at 100 Mensa Drive. That's behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, the west edge of Noblesville. You can find them on the email. Discount Copies, 96@gmail.com. We at Brittany in Sports are thankful for support in the Indianapolis media.
The Indianapolis Colts, and you're listening to PrittanySports.com. Behind the C Sports Network, listen to PutManSports.com. much of Friday night service.
Well, they're back out at halftime. They're just getting warmed up right now. They put 3 minutes back on the clock. It's down to about 25 seconds. So what, Ernie, you got to go to the concession stand. Did you get something good?
Yeah, I saw a drink earlier. Yeah, Diet Mountain Dew is always good.
There you go. Diet Mountain Dew. I try not to intake any caffeine after 2:30 p.m.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't do that. Why do you do that, AJ?
Because someone I know really close asked me to.
Okay.
As close as you can get.
I must be your wife.
That's okay. And I'm not supposed to have a piece of gum until after 10:30 a.m.
Wow.
It's about discipline, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
We're booted away right now. Frankton going to get a chance to kick off. Frankton going to kick the ball away. It's spotted up at the 40. They'll back up just five yards. They'll go soccer style to the left, right-footed kicker. Going to be number 30, Colson Falink, 5'6", 130. They'll boot it. You get some high level there. You get some high elevation. They'll take it to the 17. On the return right there, going up the gut. He might be loose. He's gone. Number 3, Nate Powell. Nate Powell going to get an encore performance from his last game.
That's amazing return. He just went right up the middle. Nobody even touched him all the way down the field.
But you watch him. He waited for the hole to open up. He was just basically running in place, waiting for the hole to open up, and there it was.
It was definitely there. Like I said, he didn't get touched at all on that run.
That Red Sea definitely parted.
Definitely.
So they'll try the point after touchdown. 13 seconds off the board. Nick Hughes back for point after. They'll look to get a better snap. Aiden Toll looking at the sideline. He'll put the ball down. So they'll try the point after. And one untimed down. Good snap. Good boot. He'll kick it to the right. Wide. Might go through. It did. It barely went through. And the right upright looked like it was going to go right of it.
It looked like it was going right from here, but he sneaked it right in the upright there.
Say, well, he's going to look at this game film. He's going to see what he did and how he can correct it. But I say, well, his second point after touchdown kick was beautiful.
Yeah, that was definitely the best one of the night so far.
But as we said, we're not rating them. We're just counting them.
That's all that matters. Kick, it's good. It don't matter how it goes across the crossbar there.
Hey, Ernie, have you been watching this Little League World Series, how it's panning out?
Not too much, honestly. Not really had time, honestly.
I got to tell you a secret, and then you'll watch. Look for Hawaii. A guy named Shindu can pitch with both arms as good as the other arm.
I thought that he's not going over there. I could be wrong, but I thought they said that he wasn't traveling.
I could spend all day if I didn't have a job and watch the World Series. So, well, these guys are fun to watch.
Yeah. I watched it in years past. It's definitely fun to watch.
So Tipton's going to boot the ball away. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line. He'll back up 7 yards. That's the kickoff. Number 4 is Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg going to boot it away. He's a sophomore. Ball fell off the tee. Ball fell off the tee. It probably wasn't about wind. That ball probably is pretty sweaty and pretty loose right there to fall off.
Definitely. Kind of misplaced a little bit for it to do that.
One thing about high school football, you're allowed to kick your own ball that you want to kick. And you'll do it right now for a pretty good line drive kick. And he picked up at the 11. On the return right there, they're trying to get to the 30. He'll be stopped at the 29-yard line. pretty strong return once again. And that is just number 11, Braden Douglas. I say what, Braden Douglas? He's returning a lot of kicks. He might need to get in the whirlpool tonight.
Oh, definitely. And on that play, there's a bunch of Kitchen Blue Devil defenders on that play.
So they'll take it over right there. Ball spotted 29-yard line just inside the right hash. Lights are coming on right here. They are different lights, but they evidently are state-of-the-art. So they'll hand it off right here across the 35. Spotted at the 35, and that's a good run right there for Frankton. Tapping on the play, Drew Serbys, number 31. So second down, 4.
That was definitely a good, nice run there at about 6 yards, it looks like.
So ball spotted, right hash. Split out wide right. Right there is Braden Douglas. Wide left, split out. They'll hand off up the gut. Fullback, yeah, two in the backfield. They'll get a first down. He's up in a hurry, carrying the ball right there. Number 40, Drew Farrell. Drew Farrell, I tell you what, he's been in the weight room.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So the Blue Devils give up a first down. I don't know that they've done that many times this game.
I think that's the first down they've given up, honestly.
So they'll spot it back. It's nosed up to the 40, right hash, clock moving. Play clock at 20. To the line of scrimmage, the Frankton Eagles. Split out wide right. It's number 25, Jacob Schofield. They got a wing left. They'll go inside handoff. Stopped right there by the Blue Devils. Pretty good running play right there with Drew Farrell once again. Tackle made by the Blue Devils. He'll get no gain. It's going to be second down 10.
Yeah, Drew Farrell, we just got told he was a semi-state qualifier in wrestling, so definitely a tough guy.
Wow, that's shared to us by the Herald. I said, what a nice guy right here. I shared some stuff with him before the game.
Yeah, that was definitely nice of him to tell us that.
Pretty nice when you can have work among us. We go motion right to left. It'll be a jet sweep handoff behind the quarterback, and that was good timing play. Ball carrier was number 25, Jacob Schofield. Schofield going to pick up about 4.
Yeah, just stopping the play there by 3 or 4 Blue Devils on that play. It looks like the Blue Devils are getting swarming to the ball to start out here in the second half.
Ball's at the 43-yard line. You know at halftime, adjustments were made. And, you know, when you get to talk to your troops once again, you can inspire them.
Yeah. Looks like definitely Frankton made some offensive adjustments. And they're getting positive yards on some of these early plays here.
So third down, 6. Motion. Now the backfield, one right pass play. Dropping back to throw. Picked off. Drew Serby going to pick off the ball, but you got to admit, Rat Center's arm was solid hit as he released the ball, and he didn't get the pass to who he wanted to, but Serby's picked it off.
Serby's picked it off is actually a pretty good play because it was about to hit the ground, and he made a diving catch to intercept that ball on that play.
Looked like Charlie Waters. I tell you what, Charlie Waters was a player. But anyway, they're going to spot the ball. Blue Devils going to get their second turnover to the plus in this ballgame.
Yep, early turnover battle going Tippins away. See what they have on offense with the first offensive possession of the second half.
Ball's at the 49. Left hash. Blue Devils are going towards the north. They're going from us right to left. We're in the press box. We're thankful. We're at the far left end of the press box, the north side. Flag comes in. Dead ball foul. It's got to be an illegal procedure. Unless it's a Frankton Eagle in the neutral zone. So it is. Going to be offside, lined up. Frankton, they'll back it up. They moved it the wrong way. They moved the ball the wrong way. So they'll move it back the other direction. I tell you what, this is the first week for everybody.
Oh, definitely. There's going to be a little things that happen, but you make adjustments and go on. That's all you can do. It's the first game of the year. So I'm sure the crew will make adjustments, and they'll be just fine.
First and 4 would be a good time for a good play, but they'll probably just go with the one they call. 3 in the backfield. One of them is Ventura, the shotgun quarterback. Handoff to the tailback. That's Eli Carter. He's bounced there to the outside. He's going to try to get to the end zone. He's going to be inside the 20. Caught from behind. They'll mark him down at the 17-yard line.
Yeah, Drew Farrell on the play ran down the field and tackled him. That was a good play, Drew Farrell there.
So ball spotted at the 17-yard line. Left hash. First down 10 for the Blue Devils. They're going to start the clock. 9:05. And then 20 seconds on the play clock. So they'll spot the ball there. Blue Devils to the huddle is Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover calls the play in the huddle. They break out the huddle in unison. 8:46 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. It's going to be a timeout on the field. Blue Devils call timeout. It's a personnel differential or something, but if they call timeout, they have three. Now they have two.
Yep. Get two up for the rest of the game. AJ, notice it. They have run a lot of running plays to Eli Carter. He's probably got 150 plus yards. It's all day, every day, Eli Carter and his offense so far.
I tell you what, Eli Carter, as good as he is, I'm impressed by Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin is gonna take Eli's place in a year or so, but he's gonna be on the same team with him this year.
Yeah, it's definitely a good 1-2 combination there in the backfield. But we also need to mention the offensive line doesn't get any hole. But there's hardly any Franken push to the backfield. And we also need to tell the offensive line that they're doing a great job out there.
When you look at these rosters, we mentioned 50 for the Blue Devils. They have 12 seniors. They have 11 juniors, 9 sophomores, 18 freshmen. The Franken Eagles, they also have 12 seniors. They have 5 juniors, 20 sophomores, and 9 freshmen. They're loaded in the sophomore class.
Yeah, Franken is loaded with sophomore class.
And Drew Farrell is one of them. So we're going to start the clock here momentarily. The play clock has begun. The game clock will start on the snap. Shotgun formation, 2 in the backfield. Drew Kirby is left side, right behind the tackle. Dropping the throw is Vince Hoover. Pass play, right side, caught. He's caught right there. Good block. Actually, a good tackle about the 5.5-yard line. Credit a good play right there. Aiden Cole knew he was going to take a hit, and he was prepared.
Yeah, Braden Douglas made a good play on the ball there to tackle him, and he didn't get any yards. It was definitely a good hit.
You know what? That's not a bad ball by Vince Hoover. He's got to get some more zip on it. He's got to pierce the wind with that spiral.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good throw. It was slow, but it got it there. I mean, it was slow, but he still caught it, and it was a good play.
So shotgun formation, first and goal, stopping the throw pathway. Back corner of the end zone, incomplete. There was some touchy feeling right there. Pass was thrown. The target was Nate Powell, incomplete. It'll be second and goal.
Yeah, it looked like it was a decent pass there by Hoover, but it looked like the defender, you know, had him tied up there so he couldn't reach his arm out to get the pass.
So, to the huddle, Vince Hoover has the play. Clock stopped with the incompletion. 19 on the play clock. They're to the line of scrimmage now. Ball's at the 6-yard line. It's second down goal for the Blue Devils. Slot left. In the slot is number 3, Nate Powell. Split out wide left is Aiden Cole. Handoff in the backfield. To go forward and use a block, he'll get down to the 2. As Eli Carter ran into some traffic.
Yeah, that definitely ran some traffic there. And nice play by a couple of Franken Eagles players.
So, to the huddle right there. Clock still moving. 7:45 left, third quarter. 27-0.
We were just told that Eli Carter had 134 yards at halftime.
Wow. Working out a shotgun. Vince Hoover to take the snap. Hand off left to right. Eli Carter. Eli Carter has 4 touchdowns this season, and we're halfway through the third quarter.
Yeah, like I said, it's Eli Carter all day. Definitely, he's getting the offensive line's getting a good push. He's not getting hit until 3 or 4 yards down the field.
Working right there. They're trying to point after. Point after would be the 34th point. We're going to go point after right here. Untimed down, calling for the snap, Aiden Cole. forget the snap, you put it on the block. The kick is up and it's through the uprights. That's good. Nick Hughes, he's getting used to the kicking game.
Yeah, that was definitely a lot better kick there. That might be the best one of the game tonight so far.
So it's a 34 differential. High school sports and football, last year, I believe it was, they implemented a 35-point rule for a running clock. If you're up by 35 before halftime, it stays the same. You play a stop-and-go game. Only after halftime, up by 35, can it be a running clock. If it is a running clock, the clock will stop for injuries, kickoffs, and one other I forget, but it's going to speed the game up.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad they went with that rule. You know, it needed to be some kind of mercy rule, and I'm glad they went ahead and went with that.
So, Blue Devils are going to boot the ball away. They're going to tee it up once again. Right there. Nick Hughes. As mentioned, Nick Hughes, I bet he's a wonderful soccer player.
Yeah, I bet he is. Be nice if maybe we can catch a soccer game and see how good he is.
We'll do that. So here's the boot. 7-yard approach. Going to be a line drive caught by the second row from the back. On the return across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Probably didn't know he was going to return that ball. That's Brady Carmack, a freshman. He's a freshman. Where's 82? 6'2", 170. He blends right in.
Yeah, he kind of snagged that out of the air and took off with it. Pretty decent game there.
So we'll work right there. Got a halftime score. Monroe Central 10. Hamilton Heights not scored yet. So it's a 10-0 ball game at halftime at Hamilton Heights. So ball spotted out to the 37-yard line. First and 10, Frankton Eagles. Split left, split right. Right wing back goes in deep motion. Pass play. Low pass. Couldn't get to it. Pass goes to the surface. Intended target is number 11, Braden Douglas. Rathcenter, he's getting loose. I tell you what, Rathcenter, we'll probably see more of his passing game now at a 34-0 ball game.
Yeah, we'll see what they do here. That pass was just a little low. Might have been hearing footsteps to get the pass away. I don't felt like he needed to throw it that soon, but he did. And like I said, unfortunately, it was to the ground.
He's a junior quarterback. So he's got a whole year in front of him. I wish the best for that young man.
Definitely. Well, I wish all these kids out here the best.
So they'll line up. It's going to be second down 10 after the incompletion. Under center is Gage Rathcenter. Deep motion, right halfback. They'll go inside handoff. They'll reverse out. Tackle on the play. They'll help each other up. And again, the ball carrier is Braden Douglas, number 11. Blue Devils in a flurry. They're right there.
Yeah, that was definitely a good play. Looked like number 3 there on the tackle.
So that's Nate Powell. Nate Powell, he's an athletic young man. He's a senior this year. So what, he stopped and talked with me last week at Peru while the reserves were playing. He talked to me. He gave me about 5-10 minutes, and we talked about some good stuff. I tell you what, that is a young man that's going to go places.
I'd like to see that for the young kid. Seems like out here he's definitely a pretty good athlete.
I'm out. Frankton.
Yep. Making some adjustments there.
So tied out on the surface. Third down 8. 6:31 left. We're in the third quarter. Timeout, Frankton. Their first timeout they've called this game.
Yeah, Steven, they probably need to make some adjustments here on this third down play.
So they're making notes right there. The umpire, the gentleman that spots the ball, making notes. They're writing down the proper notes for timeouts and who has what left. So football here at Frankton High School, the lights are on. The lights are doing a fine job. Synthetic field turf here at Frankton. So what I remember back when I was in seventh grade, believe it or not, I wore Puma. They were black with white stripes. But anyway, we showed up here. We played on the grass. I believe we only played one game. It was seventh and eighth combined due to numbers. But we had to tackle a big guy from Frankton.
Yeah, tell me a little more about that, AJ.
Well, my dad was there and my mom was there because they showed up all the time.
Yeah, your parents are definitely good people, AJ.
Absolutely, they still are. So they're going to go from scrimmage now, third down, 8. Got motion right to left. From the shotgun, he'll take it back under center and drop back to throw. He'll go back up and try to get what he can on his own as rat sitter, and he got tackled right there by a whole bunch of Blue Devils.
Definitely have a whole bunch of defenders. He lost some yards there, so can bring fourth down here.
So fourth and 10. So they'll send out their punting unit. They'll drop back to punt. We'll again see number 11, Braden Douglas. Braden Douglas is going to boot the ball away. He's backed up about 12 yards, maybe 13. He's got a blocking back in front of him. Ball hits the surface. He gets the punt away. When that ball hits the surface, he's available to be tackled. So they're going to call the ball out of bounds right there. Stopped out of bounds by Frankson. They'll spot it at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, the punters have actually been pretty good tonight. Some good long kicks here.
I say, well, another trivia question. Do you know what the most number of punts that were punted in a Super Bowl? How many?
12.
11. The Giants. Who was that punter from Sheridan Blackhawks?
Brad Maynard.
That was him. He didn't earn that record, but he was forced to do that record. Because Giants weren't playing offense very well that game. Timeout on the surface. Timeout, Blue Devils. Blue Devils call their second here in the second half. We're in the third quarter, 5:39 left. Blue Devils ahead, 34-0. They did miss that one extra point, or there would be a running clock implemented right now.
I wonder what happened on that timeout there. I don't know if they had personnel issue on there or not. It was kind of confusing first play, and had to call a timeout there.
Coach Cole probably realized that the play called, that the guy was minus right there near where the play was called.
Yeah, it's interesting to see on that play.
I tell you what, Aaron Cole, pretty savvy man. I tell you what, 17 years at the helm. His dad, 24 years prior to his 17. Wow, that's quite a long time.
It seems like Cole's been coaching for 40-plus years in the Tipton High School football. That's pretty remarkable.
And Coach Toll, he puts a real good coaching staff around him. I tell you what, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, definitely. Dustin Shears on the staff, and I know him really well, so kind of excited to do the Tipton Blue Devil game.
Dustin Shears played for the Hamilton High Huskies, quarterback 2 years. Played against Andrean late in the season. Then Dustin went on and played college football where at?
Wisconsin Badgers.
Absolutely. He got to play in a big-time bowl game.
Yeah, he played Florida State in a bowl game. Unfortunately, they didn't win, but definitely a good experience.
Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. They're going to run a shovel pass on the motion to Eli Carter. They get it back to the 30-yard line. Eli Carter picking up yards on the ground and in the air.
Yeah, a little different play there to see if they can get any momentum on that play.
But the shovel pass, if it goes incomplete, it's just an incomplete pass.
Definitely.
Tell you what, that's a pretty good play that was instituted not too long ago.
Not too long ago.
Shotgun, Vince Hoover, single man in the backfield. Split left. Nate Powell, handoff, single back. They'll lose a yard. Was that Eli Carter, or was that Sutter Griffin?
Looked like Carter. It's one of the few times that actually Franklin has gotten the backfield there. Lost a couple yards.
So it's going to be third down. Third down, 8. Blue Devils have the football, spotted at their own 29-yard line. Aiden Holder split out wide left. In the slot left side is Nate Powell. Single man in the backfield. This is Sutter Griffin. Going to go out in the flat. They're going to hit Sutter in the flat. He's got room to run. He's going to be across the 30. He'll be tackled at the 32, maybe the 33-yard line. They're going to say he was tackled inbounds, initial contact inbounds. It's going to be fourth and about four. We may see a punch for the first time tonight from Tipton.
Yeah, we may. And it looked like he had some room to run there, but good pursuit by the Franklin Eagles on that play. Definitely impressive.
And that's hitting the punting unit. That's all. They're going to back him up. And it's backing up Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett wears number 11, 6 foot 190. He's a junior. Let's see, snap at about the 19. They're going to snap it from the 32-yard line. The 13, 14-yard snap. Plenty of room to let the ball go. They're going to blow the whistle. Delay a game. They'll back it up 5. Back it up 5 yards, and they'll reset for another punt situation.
Yeah, AJ, they need to get these plays in a little faster. And a close game, you know, in a closer game, that would hurt them a lot. So they need to get this figured out going into round week two.
They got to realize that these play clocks are at each end, and they're digital. But anyway, let's line up once again. Levi Burkett snaps on the ground. He's available to be hit. He'll get the boot away. Line drive. Going to be a good shot. Taken right there at the 37-yard line. On the return again, it's Brayden Douglas. Brayden Douglas going to bring the ball out to the 44-yard line. That Brayden Douglas is a man.
Yeah, definitely a good return there.
So they'll start right there. Franklin Eagles taking it to the 44-yard line, their own. 3:27 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap. Change of possession. I say, what, that field looks pretty nice with these nice lights illuminating it.
Oh, yeah, definitely some different lights I've never seen. It's pretty nice.
We're going to see more and more teams going to the synthetic field turf, and it's going to amaze everyone.
Yeah, I definitely, like I said, pregame, I think they're going to go to more of this and other football schools.
They're going to say grass is better to be tackled upon. They're going to hand off. They're going left to right. Pass it down to the 50-yard line. He'll pick up about 7, call the gain of 6. They hand the ball off.
It looked like number 50 was on that stop in there.
Very good. So they'll snap the ball again and huddle up right now. Brick huddle. 20 seconds on the play clock. Game clock moving. 2:56. Ball's at midfield. Nose up, 50-yard line, just inside your right hash. Under center, Gage Rastetter. He'll open up through the hole. He'll give it up to the first back. You can deposit the game. He's at 45. He'll drag some guys there. Drew Farrell, sophomore athlete. He's moving the pile.
Yeah, definitely moving the pile. He's definitely strong. As we can see, he's definitely a wrestler, and he's definitely strong. And he drug a couple defenders there, 3 or 4 yards.
So what you see these guys in a football uniform, and then you see them, you know, just in civilian clothes, you wonder, wow, he's not as big as I thought he was.
Right, and you need to get the shoulder pads and stuff on you, maybe look better, but I think this guy in regular clothes would still be a big guy.
Under center, Rastetter. Motion, right to left. Take the motion man, they'll give the handoff up the gut. We get a gain of about 3, and the Blue Devils push him backwards. In there on the tackle was 86 Sam Ridgeway. And pretty good carry right there. Seems like Trankin getting some momentum. So again, the ball carrier, Jack Ryan, where's 36? He's a senior, 5'10", 185. He's a running back and a linebacker. And a lot of folks would like to have him on their team.
Yeah, definitely.
So they'll break huddle. They get up to the line of scrimmage. They're in Tipton territory. Blue Devils 42-yard line at the right hash. Under center, once again, Gage Rastetter. Motion, once again, right to left. Going to pitch it left side. 36, Jack Ryan, the ball carrier. He got a pretty good head of steam right there. He finally went down about the 37-yard line. Pretty good gainer. It's going to be a good play coming up. It's going to be third down. They need about 4.
That was a nice play by Clark Rodenberg on that. He came up and made the play. 5 yards on the field, but it was still a nice tackle.
So they need 4. In from the sideline, quarterback Gage Rastetter. They break the huddle. Then look at his wristband. Gage Rastetter. They need 4. essence on the play clock is 4 seconds, 3 seconds, get motion, they get the snap away, hand off. You got a first down. First down and then some. Pretty good ball carrying. Number 11, once again, Braden Douglas. Braden Douglas, I tell you what, that guy's working hard.
Yeah, he was stopped on the play by Aiden Toll. It was a good tackle, but hey, in the second half here, AJ, it looks like Princeton's made some adjustments, and they're getting some nice runs here in the second half so far. So definitely positive changes at halftime.
You don't want your third level to step in and have to make tackles. You want, at best, the second-level linebackers to make the plays.
For sure, AJ. You don't want your safeties to keep making tackles.
So under center, once again, Gage Raskin. Feet motion, left half, your hand off to the fullback. They'll go right side. They got a new momentum about them right there. That ball carrier there, again, was Jack Ryan, 36. And Jack Ryan makes a good play.
Yeah, tackle on the play by number 50, Dakota Adams, with a nice play. But we're getting 5 yards of carry right now in the second half, it looks like.
So ball spotted, right hash at the Tipton 31-yard line. Blue Devils going to have to make a stop here if they want to do anything about the mercy rule. You know, under center once again, Gage Rastet, two in the backfield, pro set. He'll reverse out and hand off. He'll hand off, and the Blue Devils make the stop right there after no gain.
Yeah, nice play by the interior line there. He didn't get nowhere on that run.
So Farrell, again, the ball carrier. He's got some linemen helping him back to the surface. So third quarter empties out. 34-0, Tipton in front. And we're going to mention SOS Football Camp. Check out this camp. If you want to send your kid to a good camp, this is the camp to send them to. SOS Football Camp at Shive, O'Hara Shive. Camp is in its 23rd season. If you are serious about improving as a football player, this is a camp you need to attend. Call us now or fill out our online registration form to get on your way. SOS says, see you on the field. We'll mention that's Coach Lance Shive. Lance Shive, he's a 1989 Purdue Boilermaker graduate. Matter of fact, he caught passes from Jeff George in high school. 85 graduate at Warren Central. You can reach him with his email. This is Coach Lance Shive. You can reach him at CoachShive81@gmail.com. Again, that's Coach, SHEIB81@gmail.com. For more information, if you want to reach in and fill out online, you can go to www.sosfootballcamp.com. That's SOS Football Camp, Shive, O'Hara, Shive. See, what I like football that much, that I went to camps, I went to two Elite Corso camps, and one to his predecessor that is in heaven with us right now.
That's amazing, AJ.
So we'll roll out left, working that way, and be a double pass caught by Douglas. Brady Douglas catches the pass. I would think that was ad lib. So flag on the play. They're going to talk this over. Flag there at about the 30-yard line. Ball spotted at the 23-yard line. We'll see what the call is. Sankton is going ahead and dropping back for their huddle. Could be a holding play. Holding call against Franklin. Ball's at the 23. They'll take it to the 33. And it'll about be where they started. It's going to be third down and 9.
Yeah, there's a... That's kind of something there will derail a drive. You know, they're making good progress, and now they just got a 10-yard penalty. So now it's going to be like third and 15 or 16 here.
Okay, they'll start right here. 41-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field. A good drive in the making for the Franklin Eagles. This is Unit 1 versus Unit 1.
Yeah, I think Kiffins may have played a couple different guys in there, but we'll see.
Under center, Gage Raskin, dropping the throw. Looking left, looking right. They're trying to flush out of the pocket. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage if he can. He might have done that. It's not going to be a sack, but a tackle made by the Blue Devils. It's going to be fourth down, 19.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Clifton defense there.
So they're giving the cross signal, all the officials. Above their head, they cross their arms, let everybody know, hey, this is fourth down. It's a big-time play. Make sure you get a good spot.
Yeah, definitely. It's fourth and 18 here, it says, so see what kind of play they can draw up here.
Ball spotted back to 41, so no loss on the play, no sack recorded. He gave Rastetter. The lineup again under center. Split left, split right. Two in the backfield. The roll out right. Play action. He's going to run it himself. And he might get it. He's going to get a first down. What a play. On his feet, picked up the first down, we believe. He needed 18, might have got 19.
Yeah, he got 19 on that play. He rolled out and just took off running. Chipped him, missed some tackles that would have stopped him before the first down. But Gates kept running and running, and he got a first down on that play.
And what, regardless of what quarter it is, what the score is, that's a good play that's going to carry for many, many play downs ahead, next games ahead.
Definitely. Confidence booster right there.
So back to the huddle, Rastetter. So what, he sprinted off the sideline. He's got a pretty good leap in his step right now. He should have. So from the line of scrimmage, ball spotted, the 23-yard line. Hand off second back through. They get a positive gain, but only to about the 20. It's going to be second down and about 7.
Yeah, it looked like a 36 came up in the middle. It's got about 3-4 yards there.
Key tie out there for the Blue Devils. 10-12 left clock moving. Fourth quarter. 20-yard line. They're calling it 2nd and 7. Just inside the right hash under center is Rastetter. Deep motion, right halfback. He'll get the pitch. Deep man on the run. He'll break containment. He'll try to. He'll get to about the 19. Ball carrier on the play, Bryce Everett. Bryce Everett, number, he's a senior, 5'10". Tackle on the play. Junior athlete, Clark Rodeball. Rodeball wears 28. So he's making some plays here in the second half.
Definitely in the second half. He came up there to make the play. They're trying to run it out left on that play, and he came up from his outside position there and made the tackle.
So the little spot this one, the left hatch. Ball's at the 19 of Pippen. Under center, Rastetter. They'll pitch right side. Jack Ryan slipped up. Slipped up. That's one thing this turf will do for you.
Yeah, he had a little bit of run, but 43 was coming up there too, and he tried to make a cut there, and then he just slipped on the turf.
Try to cut, and your heel is involved, and that's when you're going to strip up.
Yeah, you're right, AJ.
I'm not always right. You know that.
Definitely.
So they're working again to spot the ball. They're going to try a field goal. Field goal is going to go for this one. It's going to be a 37-yard attempt. And spotted at the 27. 8:44 clock moving. Spot's good. The hold's good. It's a low kick. It's returnable. He went through his knees. He didn't know he could return that.
Yeah, I think he might have actually. Maybe he could have slipped too. I don't know. I mean, he might have went to his knees on his purpose.
So, you see it in type of plays in the college game to show them on SportsCenter.
AJ, since he took a knee there, I think they're going to start at the 3-yard line.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, that's here in the booth. They're wondering. But anyway, I tell you what, you learn something new every day.
Definitely. Hey, AJ, back when you played in high school football, you quarterbacked a couple of years. And, you know, they got digital play clocks now. How did you have a timer in your head to know how much time was left on the play clock?
No, they just didn't throw a flag on us.
Oh, okay.
I mean, sometimes you knew 25 seconds had elapsed, but they don't always throw the flag. Now these play clocks make you stay on your toes right there. So they're going to blow a whistle right there, Blue Devils. Timeout evidently going to be called. Franklin's going to talk this over. Franklin and the possibility of creating a safety right here.
Definitely. Like I said, they've had some definitely a lot more promise on the offense this half. I mean, they got it down to the 20-yard line. That's definitely better than they did in the first half. So definitely, like I said, they moved the ball in the second half, and they can take that into the week, next week, knowing that they moved the ball pretty well in the second half of tonight's game.
I'll back up just a little bit, because I played about 34 years ago as a senior, maybe 35. But they did throw flags, but everybody except the official that had the stopwatch, nobody else knew what the timing was. That was dangerous.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering back in the day. I mean, like when I played, we didn't have a time clock either. And now, you know, it's kind of nice to see that it's a play clock, but you just got to be able to know that you got 25 seconds and you got to get that ball in. Like I said, later down the road, I mean, if you're in sectional or whatever, I mean, it could cost you a sectional game if you get too many of those.
Well, they implemented that 40-second clock. I mean, 40-second after a pass incomplete one ago. But if it's a running play and the clock keeps running, they'll put you at 25 seconds. But you got to pay attention to the digital clock on the play clock. That's a key item. Blue Devils will work on it. So hand off. Trying to get a roll around the center. But around the left side, breaks containment. Got a little more space there. He's not quite to the 10, but making more space for the Blue Devils.
Kept running out, and definitely the Franklin Eagle defender there pushed him out of bounds.
Look, spotted about the 7. 7-yard line. It's going to be second down. Second down, call it 7. The Blue Devils in the huddle. They're huddling just barely into the end zone right there, the north end zone. They're going to the south. They're going to line up with 2 receivers to the right. That's Aiden Cole. And another shotgun snap, dropping the throw just in the... It's going to be a long pass. Overthrown. A good ball right there. He threw that 48 yards and pretty much on the money.
Yeah, it was definitely a good pass. Just a little overshot him a little bit. But, you know, timing will come as the next game goes. Their timing will get a little better.
He's trying to hit Nate Powell. Say what? Nate Powell can't catch it. That's amazing.
All right. I noticed out here, it kind of looks like you can't see the numbers with this new lighting. It's kind of dark a little bit on the field.
I tell you what, when we go to Northwestern and they have a home game, they used to have dark jerseys and dark numbers. There was no way you could hardly tell who they were.
Definitely. I remember going there.
But they got a new number system. They got new collars. They might have heard us talk about them. But anyway, pass play, dropping the throw. Going to get it to Nate Powell. Nate Powell's got a first down and then some. He makes the catch. He's there by about 3 Eagles. Stopping him, and Nate Powell gets himself back up off the surface. First down, Blue Devils.
Yeah, definitely another nice pass there. Carson Ward was on the tackle again along with Brayden Douglas. These two guys on defense have been everywhere.
Coming off the field, going to take a breather. Ty Everson, wearing 73. He's a freshman. He's got that armband for the play selection. He's an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman. I hope he goes and does the best for his eligibility. Going to hand off right to left. Almost hit to the 24-yard line. 26, Sutter Griffin, the ball carrier, just a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore. Maybe they're just resting harder for the rest of the game since they're up 34 points, AJ. But like I said, definitely a good 1-2 punch here.
Definitely. A couple guys, and they got more than just them. You look at Eli Carter, he's wearing 87. That's a compliment that he is wearing 87, because that means a senior gave that number to him when they left. And he's just a junior. So pass play in the flat left side. I think it's Aiden Cole. He goes across the first down marker. Stay on his feet. He pushed out of bounds about the 43.5 yard line. So after there was actually 3, Nate Powell, I'll tell you what, he's everywhere.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised here, AJ. They're up 34 points, and they're throwing the ball all of a sudden. So maybe they're just trying to get some reps in for Hoover, the quarterback.
Working on their game when it's available to be worked on, exactly right. But that's exactly what we're probably seeing.
Yeah. That's probably correct, AJ. It's just, it was weird to see that. And now, you know, they got the other running back in and not Carter, so. Looks like we have a timeout.
Another timeout on the surface. I don't know where Tipton called it. Tipton calls it. So it's a 6:28 left in the fourth. It's 34-0. Gibson calls timeout. They'll face a first and 10 from their own 43. And, tell you what, first game of the season for a lot of people. How you feeling? I think you're absolutely loosening up.
I hope so, AJ. This definitely is fun. I'm excited that you asked me and thankful that you asked me to help you out, because this is really a really awesome experience so far tonight.
So we've had a couple of meetings. They were not very long, half hour, 45 minutes. But getting here game night, you're looking at all these notes, and it's like throwing you in the fire, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, it's a lot different watching the game and as a spectator and then announcing the game, because it's a lot faster announcing than it is as a spectator.
Well put. Here we go. Back to live action. Three of them from the 41-42 yard line. Chad got in. New quarterback in there. They've changed a lot of players right there. The 6:28 mark. Be caught behind the back in the backfield. Going to be a loss on the play. 28, the ball carrier. 28, the ball carrier for the Blue Devils. That's Clark Rodeball. 6:11:50.
Number 9, up on 9 lay on the tackle. Well, that was a good tackle right there.
So, lost a little yardage on that, but they got their second unit in. Like you said, they're going to work on their second unit now. So they threw some passes there. Had to pass to get out of the end zone. Started from the 3. Nate Powell got the pass that got him out. There's going to be a hold the ball himself to go right side. Almost to the 50-yard line. Two flags on the play. Ball carrier is the quarterback. Spidell. Spidell, the ball carrier. I should say number 10, Landon Spidell. Freshman quarterback, 6'2", 165. A pretty good play right there for Spidell. Something to look to the future about.
On a play, on a tackle, was Logan Weems. He's a 6'2", sophomore, so that was a pretty good play.
Two flags on the play, evidently representing the same penalty. They're going to mark it off from the, and not in the Blue Devils' favor. They used the flag that was about 4 yards to the north. They'll mark it back to the 29-yard line. Blue Devils going to face a second down and 23. So shotgun formation, Spidell. Single man in the backfield, slot left, split right. Call the cadence. Spidell, he'll hand off right to left. They get a good gainer out there to the 40-yard line. A little bumping and scooting after the whistle, but you know these guys want to play. So pretty good run right there. I'm guessing again that was 28 on the carry. Clark Rodeball.
Yeah, we're hearing his name a lot in the second half, AJ. He was stopped. He was tackled by about 4 or 5 Franklin Eagles.
Ball's at the 40-yard line. 40-yard line, third down, 10 for Tipton inside the right hash. Shotgun formation, Spidell. Single man in the backfield, Rodeball. Slot left, slip right. Call the cadence, Spidell. He'll hand off once again. He'll keep the ball. Take the handoff. Spidell's going to get 2 yards on the game. Tried to break containment right side. Franklin Eagle right there to make the stop. Jacob Schofield. Braden Peterson, excuse me. Braden Peters right there. Sorry. Fourth down. Back to punt. Blue Devils. Second punt of the game for Levi Burkett. Ball hits the surface. He's got to pick it back up. Got the punt away. How he got that punt away, I don't know. Fair catch called for, 35-yard line. And right there is number 11, Brayton Douglas. Said, what, that was a lucky punt.
That was a pretty remarkable play for him to get that punt off and actually get it down the field. That was remarkable.
So, Franklin will take over, 35-yard line. Left punt, 4:03 left, fourth quarter. Blue Devils in front, 34-0. Blue Devils have some reserves out there playing defense.
Yeah. See what this reserves defense can do here.
They've got some linebackers out there. They're going to remain with Sam Ridgway, 6'7", 210. He's trying to get the workout on that ankle. I think he's stronger, much stronger. It looks like he's doing real well. Looking for the center. New quarterback in the game for Franklin. Handoff going to be a catch in the backfield, 1 yard loss. Playing quarterback right now for Franklin is number 5, Landon Gunnell. Sophomore, 6'1", 175. People on the play, Aiden Blair. Where's number 53, a sophomore, 6'1", 235.
Yeah, that was a nice play by the sophomore there.
Ball spotted at the 34-yard line, lost one on the first down play at 2nd and 11. Under center, once again, Landon Gunnell. In a positive running play. Trying to. Might have been behind the line of scrimmage. They'll re-spot it. They'll say he got a gain of about a yard and a half.
Yeah, it was a good play. Dakota Adams was in on that tackle on that play.
The ball spotted, 36-yard line. 2:57, clock moving, fourth quarter. Both these teams wanted to get a good start at this season. They're getting their feet wet, and what a place to get your feet wet, the new surface here at Franklin High School. Under center, once again, is Gunnell. Motion right to left. They're going to throw flags. Play clock emptied out. Play clock was down to zero. And they're going to say, actually, illegal procedure, so that eliminates the play clock, but evidently they were right there neck and neck.
Yeah, they were definitely neck and neck with the way again. I think that's probably their third or fourth illegal procedure on Franklin, but it's the first game. I'm sure they'll get adjustments, and they'll be making adjustments the rest of the year. So, first game, it's always going to happen.
They got some eagle-eyed officials out there. There are 5 of them. They're here for a reason. Motion left to right. Take the handoff, give it to the fullback. They did give it. See the 82, the ball carrier. He got a first down. 82, Brady Carmack, a freshman. We've spoken about him before. He's 6'2". So he picked up the first down, moved the football for Franklin out to the 48-yard line. 2:07, clock still moving, fourth quarter.
Yeah, like I said, man, that was definitely a good play, too. So they're moving the ball in the second half. I mean, they had a couple penalties that set them back, but they've been moving the ball the second half.
As a jet sweep handoff, tight and well played. Under center is Gunnell. He'll open up to the hole. He'll hand off to the fullback. He'll get close to the 50-yard line. And several whistles being blown. Them guys are wanting to play.
It looks like there was some little push and shoving after play on that. You never want to do that towards the end of the game because take a chance you might get kicked out and then you have to miss the next week's game.
I think that this is second unit, and they've been standing on the sideline for quite a while.
That is true, AJ. I never thought about that.
Well, I did my share of standing.
I did, too.
So they'll work it from the 50-yard line. 1:10 left, clock moving. Lost the handle, picked it back up. Dropped the snap, but picked it back up. That's one thing about this. You get a true bounce on synthetic turf and field turf.
Yeah, I have noticed that tonight. That you can get nice bounces.
That's what the baseball coach is going to be over here in the springtime. So, ball spotted at 49 of Tipton. Third down, they're calling it 8 on the, now 7, 37 on the board. Working under center, Gunnell, deep motion. He's going to hand off deep motion. They'll go 5 hole, left side, you get a positive gain, you pick up about 3.
Yeah, it was a nice positive game. Might be the last play of the game here. 30 seconds left.
Let's get back to the huddle. As Ernie said, we're under 20 seconds. I think they're just going to call it a game. They're going to let it empty out. I believe so. Canel's going to go back to the huddle. 9 seconds. They're not going to get a play call. Don't have to. Play clock is way overweighing the game clock. And this game's going to be history. I tell you what, Ernie. These two teams could have a great future this season.
Yeah, like I said, But Franklin in the second half made a lot of adjustments, and they look a lot better in the second half than they did in the first half. So be interesting to see how the season plays out for them the rest of the year. And Tipton got off to a good start, led by Eli Carter.
Hey, well, we mentioned Franklin Eagles. They'll be in action next week. They'll be on the road at the LaPel Bulldogs. That's August 27th, 7 p.m. start. And the Tipton Blue Devils will be home. They'll host the Elwood Panthers next week, Friday night, 7 p.m. If you want to tune in about 6:30, we'll hope to talk to both coaches. And then we'll definitely talk to Coach Aaron Toll next week. He's always kind, generous with his time.
Yeah, Coach Toll was definitely nice and generous today. He was really a class act guy to meet tonight for the first time.
We're going to bow out of here. Ernie, you did a great job. Thank you. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.